would alternate the, in other words, we alternated lines, but he was doing it completely from memory. And there's a line in that book that has flabbergasted us.
Oh.
It's the line where narrator says that he and his companion, I guess his wife, presumably, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. But what this book said was, had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap.
Now you can
imagine our, well, shall I say, shock. I don't know about dismay, but shock.
Or chagrin,
or, you know, we couldn't,
well, we were afraid to give voice to our
innermost imaginings as to what that phrase was supposed to mean.
Right. Huh.
So,
Well, I couldn't answer you that. So these rhymes that you're going for are more of the family-oriented, holiday-type rhymes.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Oh, not like there once was a man from Kent?
No, we don't. we're trying to stay away from those ones.
I see.
Yes.
Well, outside of all that, I really don't have too much to add right now.
Uh-huh. No memories of Christmases past or things like that or nice presents that you hope to get or have gotten?
Well, I'm hoping for a scooter, but I don't really think I'm going to get it.
A scooter, huh? No. Well, I'll keep that in mind if I see one around here.
I had a scooter about, probably about 23 years ago.
Yeah?
Yeah, but times change, you know, you kind of grow up past those. That stages, you know.
I don't see very many scooters around these days.
Oh, no?
No.
Weren't they quite the fad just a couple of years ago?
Skateboards, I know they're a fad, but...
You still see them all over the place.
Mopeds, that was another fad. I don't recall scooters, though.
Mopeds, yeah. Yeah, whatever happened to mopeds?
I don't know. I don't see any of those anymore.
Maybe they all got stolen, I guess.
A lot of them did.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Well, Mike, it's good to hear from you.
Yes, it sounds like you have other calls holding there. I don't want to hog up your airwaves tonight on this eve of Christmas.
Well, it's only, what time do you have, Mike? Because our clocks are all messed up.
Oh, hold on, let me see.
We have 11:55 and 11:54.
I say about 11:54 and 25 seconds.
Okay, that's fairly close.
Yeah.
Have you had any
recent reports as to the location of Santa?
Well, he was kidnapped by space aliens, and now he's back. We heard him. We heard some sonic booms outside the window before, and we also had some startling revelations about just what he is.
He's not related to Kathy's Uncle Jonathan, is he?
He might just as well be, from the things we were reading in the encyclopedia about how we how he keeps company with all kinds of strange people.
I see.
Yeah, I'll show that to you when I see you. It's
Well, that might just be Monday morning. I don't know.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, I will be on the island there visiting for a day or so again. Being that, you know, it's not too often that I get there. But I was there about a month ago.
That's right, you were.
Yeah, around holidays it seems I show up a lot, huh?
Yeah, you do show up around holidays.
Yeah.
We don't know why that is. I imagine you don't either. It's just one of these things that happens.
Well, but, yeah, have extra time, you know, you can spend with the family and friends and such, you know, so.
I suppose.
Yeah. So.
Okay, well, I hope to see you, and I'm sure people here at the radio station hope to see you.
Okay, well, I tell you what, since it's about 5 minutes before Christmas time, let me be among the last to wish you a very happy Christmas Eve.
Well, that's downright fine to do that. Would you like?
Of course, that goes for Jim and
Thank
all
you.
Of your lovely
Same to
listeners
you.
This evening.
We had another person take a call before. Would you like to take a call?
I'll get it.
Nah.
You sure?
I'm not really in a Christmas spirit right now.
Ah, yes. Well, how could we get in the Christmas spirit?
I don't know. I think I'm going to go, trim the tree and deck those halls. Right.
Oh, maybe you'd know this, since you live in another city now. Do they have the Yule log on any other TV stations besides in New York?
I don't know, because I'm not there now.
but you have been there.
Yeah, well, very rarely for Christmas. Huh. You know, I really don't know. I'd have to check my TV listings when I get back.
Yeah, do that for us, please.
Do that. If I can, in fact, I have any TV listings, I'll check that out for you.
Yeah, if anyone knows the answer to that question, please.
You can get that on videotape, can you not?
I have it on videotape.
Oh, you do?
I taped it right off the TV set last year.
Oh, but I think it's available, like, for rent.
I don't believe that. Who would rent it?
Somebody who doesn't have it that they taped of last year's. I don't... Something to do in July, you know. How often do you sit in front of the TV Yule log in July?
Some people might want to run it at double speed or at half speed.
That's true. Now, Eric,
yo,
did you tell me last year that you looked at that and It's basically an endless loop that keeps looping back, and you can see the same crackles.
I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true. I know someone told me that they actually can see certain things happen. Although the log looks the same at the end as does the beginning to me. So I don't really know if that's true. It's the slowest burning log I've ever seen. I've never seen one actually like that burns so slowly. Mike, did you ever watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch it when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember it being longer?
Longer than what?
There's a song they cut out, okay?
Huh?
Okay, in fact, I think I know which one it is. The song.
Sing it for us.
The song Holly Jolly Christmas.
Oh, it's a Holly Jolly Christmas.
Right, we all know the song, but the elves are practicing singing it while Santa's walking around. In the unedited version, they actually sing it. But in the version that's on TV these days, you just hear them practicing it, but you don't see them sing it.
Well, you know why that is, of course.
Well, you got to sell more commercials, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know about you, but did you ever notice on the MASH reruns?
Yeah.
How there's a lot of very bad edits where they've taken out some supposedly inconsequential scene out, so they could squeeze in a few more commercials.
No, I didn't see that, but I do believe it's true.
Mm-hmm. Same with Night Court as well.
That's really something. That's shocking, it's appalling, and a stop should be put to it.
It's the American way, though, huh?
I don't know about that. Mike, do you know any Japanese?
It's funny you should mention that. I had been working for a Japanese company up until about a couple of weeks ago.
I don't mean Japanese people. It's funny the way you can do that with that word. When you say Japanese, you can also mean Japanese people. I don't know why that is. But do you know any of the language of Japanese? Like, would you know how to say Merry Christmas in Japanese?
No, I don't know if they even... No, I shouldn't say that. I don't know any Japanese at all.
Well, have you ever considered doing something about that?
In fact, my wife for Christmas got me this this was before I separated from my job there. She had gotten me for Christmas this Japanese phrase book and audio cassette tape and, you know...
Wow.
I think we're going to return it, you know.
Well,
that I have no real pressing desire to learn Japanese.
Well, you might want to send it down here because we're going to need it real soon.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, we're going to be calling Japan in a few minutes to wish them a Merry Christmas and everything like that.
I see.
Except we won't know what to say to them because we don't speak Japanese.
Oh, I dropped the phone again.
Oh, dear. Well, if anyone out there knows Japanese, knows how to say Merry Christmas in Japanese, please give us a call.
Hmm.
And tell us what it is, and that way we won't
maybe
look
that person holding
like the big fools we are.
Wait a minute, I'm looking at my watch. I've got 11:59, 55 seconds.
That means Christmas time is just about here.
It's now, according to my watch.
It's beginning to feel
Eric.
Like Christmas.
Merry
Christmas.
Christmas, Jim.
Merry Christmas.
And WUSB Stony Brook.
Ho, ho, ho.
Long Island's first station of the 90s.
In exactly 1 week, it'll be 1989. Think about that.
Ooh, how about that? Well, with that thought in mind, let me hang up.
Okay, I'll let you do that, and thanks for calling. Have a joyous holiday. Drive carefully. And what else can I say?
I don't know.
Well, I'll probably see you Monday.
Yes.
Okay.
Could be. So long, Jim.
So long, Mike.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well.
Thank you.
Make all these sounds as you hang up now.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. There he goes. He's off.
Mm.
Mike Juhas on WUSB.
So, where are the brothers?
You know, I have this horrible feeling that when I said, come on by, we're going to have a big party and join shows and everything like that, they took that to mean that they could have an easy night off.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you believe how people act around here?
My goodness.
I mean, just shocking and appalling. That's what it is.
You know, and I feel
flabbergasted.
Bad.
Not a single person has come through these doors. Now, maybe, like, the whole campus has been obliterated and we're the only thing left standing.
I don't know about that.
And nobody can get to us. It's been an earthquake or something. I don't know.
Wouldn't that be intriguing?
It sure would be something.
I hope nobody would get hurt, but I mean,
the only station staff people we've heard from are Mike Juhas and Bill Fox.
And isn't Dave Allen with the station?
Dave Allen is semi with the station.
Uh-huh.
Station's more with him.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. But
it's better that way.
You see, I feel kind of bad because I have to leave soon.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't
want to
like, myself. I don't leave you alone, you know.
With all this food and eggnog and things like that.
Well.
Got a whole other picture.
Maybe it won't
eggnog.
Be that bad, but I mean, I don't want you to feel I'm just stepping,
but
you know, away.
We didn't tell the folks the good news. We went through the official USB refrigerator and found another half gallon of eggnog, which you have right now in there with you.
Yes, would you like me to bring it in there? Because I've
got
no,
my fill
for leave
now. No, leave it down there. Don't even go near it.
No? You sure? Because I can. No, really. I'll be glad.
Don't,
I can. No, here. Let me. Uh-oh.
Ah!
Sorry.
We'll be right back.
Royal rose must not be glad.
Of course, we know when we hear these particular selections that it is the Yuletide season once again. And we heard from PDQ Bach from the record Portrait of PDQ. Oh, there is the portrait. What a portrait that is. We heard a consort of chorale Christmas carols. Throw the Yule Log On, Uncle John. Oh, Little Town of Hackensack and Good King Kong Looked Out. Done by the Brooklyn Boys Chorus, James McCarthy, conductor, produced out of thin air by Seymour Solomon and Peter Schickel. And you heard it here on WUSB in Stony Brook, where Jim Weiner is saying goodbye. And
yes, I am sorry I have to go. I'd like to stay for the duration of the soiree, but I have to get a pretty early start tomorrow. So.
Yes. Where is it you're heading?
I'm heading down to North Carolina.
North Carolina.
To visit some people down there, yes.
Taking an Amtrak with you?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I am.
Well, you like taking those trains, don't you?
Yes, I do.
I should point out that Jim was
except
on...
except when I get into a wreck.
Jim
yeah.
was on the train that crashed. him and one of our other DJs, Walt Scratch,
that's
were
right.
both on the same train. They didn't even know it at the time.
That's right.
And that was quite an event. Let's hope it's a lot more routine this
Thank
time.
Thank you.
How long does it take to get down to North Carolina? And,
well, actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a train from Penn Station... beginning at 2 p.m. tomorrow, and I'm going to end up in Greenville, South Carolina. And
then
I'm
going to you have a shot where you want to get to.
Well, it sounds that way, but it's actually closer for me to where I want to go in North Carolina. It's closer for me to do that and then take a bus, which is only about an hour and a half trip, from South Carolina back into North Carolina. And but the trip on the train is about... oh, close to 15 hours.
15 hours.
Yeah.
You gonna get a sleeper?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I am.
That's yeah. There's two different kinds of sleepers, right?
Pretty much so. Yeah. There's one.
The little one and the big one.
Right, and I'm in. I guess I'm in the small ones. I mean, that's really all I need.
Yeah, that's where everything kind of folds up into one. The
yes,
bed,
that's right.
The toilet, the sink, it's all like one
piece. That's right. The passengers fold up.
I don't understand how they do it.
But it works. It works.
It all works.
And it's more restful than, I mean, they have these special seats, on special coach seats on sleepers that at least expand to a fully reclining position or mostly reclining position, which I've used also, which makes it a little easier than trying to sleep sitting up. But the sleeper accommodations, even the small ones, are even better than the coach seats because it's a regular. It does turn into be basically a regular bed that you can lie on, so it's interesting sleeping on it.
Bob Longman is here.
Hi there.
Oh, you're over my
Merry Christmas!
Oh. My goodness, you must really be screaming in there to get that kind of level on here. Boy,
not really.
How have you been?
Exhausting.
And, you're going to be doing a show later on tonight, I understand.
Yeah, 4:30. I'm going to be doing Morning Stars. I usually do. I'm going to have a sort of Christmas stuff. And we're going to start reviewing some of the stuff that I've played on my program over the past year. And that'll finish up on New Year's Day. Which, by the way, we'll be broadcasting New Year's Day just as we did on, just as we were doing on Christmas, right?
But we're not going to be going until New Year's Day. You're going to resume it on New Year's Day.
Yeah, well, that don't depends if anyone else shows up.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, we'll see if anyone else does show up. I'm kind of surprised nobody else has shown up, but that's just the way things go sometimes, you know? Anyway, Jim, thanks very much for coming by.
Thank you very much. Had a wonderful time.
Thanks, Jim. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. The same to you, yes. Bob, and of course to you, Eric, also.
Have a good trip on the train there.
Thank you.
Don't spend too much time in the snack bar, though. It's nice to sit by a little table there and watch the world go by.
It is. It is. But, I'll try and take it easy. And I want to wish all of our listeners a very Merry Christmas. And if they're not celebrating Christmas, whatever holiday they may be celebrating, and if not celebrating any holidays, it's still a very happy season to all of the listeners, and a very happy and healthy New Year to everyone as well.
If you're not celebrating a holiday, you're missing out on something here.
Yeah. Yeah, you
are. It's just so fun.
Oh, it is. It is. But I'm just saying, you know, whatever person is doing or not doing, I wish them very well. I'm sure we all do.
Yes.
And thank you, Eric, for all the great food.
Oh, no problem. No problem. And Bob, feel free to take advantage of all these great things that are lying around here. The caviar is almost gone. But, well, you know, the other folks in this station, they're not going to know what they missed. They're not, I think we're just imagining all this stuff. Mm. But, I mean, boy.
The fry filet chili and pizzas.
Wasn't that something?
Love them.
Wasn't that something?
Out of this world.
Yeah.
That microwave works wonders.
Wow. So don't worry about the turntable, Jim. I'll get that cleaned up.
Oh,
thank you.
Before
anybody else finds out about it.
Eric, you're going to... The bill's on you.
That's not all that's on me.
But thank you very much. I'll take off now. And
okay.
The best to you and everyone, and enjoy the rest of the party.
Thanks for stopping by.
Sure. Thank you.
And that was Jim Wiener now on his way out, and we're going to take some more phone calls.
Speaking of Wieners, I'll take a few here.
Take a few what? Oh, do we have the wieners still?
No, not anymore.
Oh, well. Well, we have lots of other things, too. Our phone number is 632-6901. Area code 516. And it is Christmas Day now at 15 minutes after midnight. And let's see who we have here. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
How you doing? It's Dr. Smorgasbord, otherwise known as Winston G. Fish. What's up?
You're a new caller, I believe.
Yeah.
I would have remembered that.
What's going on? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
What's going on?
We're doing a radio talk show and having people at the station drop in and call up and just having all kinds of fun here.
Oh, yeah? You've been drinking?
We've been drinking eggnog.
Oh, yeah?
And orange juice and soda. And we're trying to find out how to say Merry Christmas in Japanese.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just Morgus. That's how you say it.
How?
Morgus.
I don't think that's right.
You think so?
It's a common misconception, but I don't think it's right.
Oh, no, all right. Maybe, I don't know.
So, what are you doing this at this time of day?
Partying.
Well, I guess that good old American tradition knows no boundaries, right?
That's it.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yep.
Are you in your house?
I'm in my house right now, yep.
Okay, well, that's something to be thankful for.
Is anyone there?
Just him, I guess. Any message you'd like to convey to the rest of our listeners?
Could I say hi to people?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. I have a long list. I have like 10 people.
Go ahead.
Okay. Mike in Miller Place, Chris in Sound Beach, Jen in Mount Sinai, Kirsten, Rachel, Katie, Karen, and Allie in Miller Place. Everyone, Merry Christmas. How you doing? Party hardy. And I'll talk to you all. Well, I'll be talking to Chris and Mike and Jen in a little while, but... Talk to you all on Monday.
Okay, and thanks for calling.
Sure. Good night. Bye-bye. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. 632-6901. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Please hear me out.
Who's this?
George.
George?
Listen up.
Hear you out?
It wasn't too long ago, but I was on a major assassination. It's going to take place here in the city. Thursday night. All right. Biggest hitman west of Chicago has been hired for the job. His name is Stiltskin. Rupert Stiltskin.
Stiltskin?
Yeah. There he is, the dwarf. Holy shit.
Fascinating. 632-6901. And who do we have here?
Hi, Eric. It's Dave.
Hi, Dave. You're back.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me turn off my record.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I can't receive your show here, so I have to...
You're in New York City, right?
Yeah. I have to listen to records.
Well, Jim is gone. Bob's here, though.
Hi, Bob.
Bob can hear you, but you can't hear Bob, of course.
Oh, this again?
Yes, this again. Yes.
Why is there this blatant discrimination?
I'm not sure. You can ask the folks at IBM. I don't know. They make the system.
I see.
Yeah.
What happened before? You had to go. You said something was up.
We took some more calls. We played some music.
What'd you play?
We played some PDQ Bach, some Christmas carols of theirs, and we found out that Santa Claus is safe and sound. We played a few news bulletins.
Regarding Santa Claus, actually, I heard they were having bad weather up there, and that, you know, I know they closed Kennedy Airport today due to fog, and I'm wondering if there's some way maybe we should get the weather report for the, you know, North Pole.
Well, I wish there was a way we could get the weather report for the North Pole, but, I mean, I just don't know about that.
Well, I know a telephone number, come to think of it, in Manhattan.
A telephone number in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Well.
And now, I don't know if you do things like this, but possibly you could call it on your show.
Well, I don't. Is there a way that you could call it? Because, you see, the thing is, if I conference you into that, I lose control of my touch tones.
Well, I have a touch tone phone. Wait, I'm not sure. Is this touch tone, Eric?
Yes, it is. That is a touch tone phone.
Touch phone. And this is also then.
Well, okay, you're going to have to tell me the number off air.
That way you can dial it.
That way I can dial it. And Bob, are you there,
yeah.
Bob? Bob, for some reason you come very, very distorted. Can you check your levels?
I'm checking that right now.
How are your meters doing?
My meter's doing fine.
Your meter should be about 80, right?
That's amusing.
Yeah, the right speaker's a little loud, but that's about it.
Okay, you sound better now. Say something now.
Okay, how's it sound?
Did he say okay,
Yeah, something like that. No.
I can hear him very faintly in the background.
You're probably hearing him through my ears because I'm wearing headphones.
By turning your levels, adjust your levels, turn your meters up to 100.
Now, Bob, I'm going to ask you to just talk for about 10 seconds while I take the phone number from Dave off air and then come back and dial the number.
With Dave on air.
Okay.
You see, what was happening was I was trying to find a way to make myself sound like I was just doing some sort of an interview with Destiny's, so the word keeps coming through. And hopefully Howard Margolin would be here, and he'd cut it to ribbons so the word disappears. How are things going over there, Dave?
Well, Dave's not here right
now.
On the other line.
I forgot. You're right.
We're going to try to do this now and try to get it right.
Remember,
this is radio. Yes.
Suit of the Pants Radio, folks.
Okay, I'm going to pick up the other line here. There's the dial tone. I'm going to dial the number.
If you're standing, it's on the heels of your shoes.
And I'm going to conference Dave in.
Thank you for calling New York Newsday Weather Track. Rotary callers, stand by for New York time
Hello?
And weather. Touchstone
yes.
callers,
Hello?
Area
yes,
Hello?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
We hear you.
The current time at the North Pole is 10:20 and 40 seconds. The present temperature is minus 4 with a relative outdoor temperature of minus 11 with sleet. The winds are calm with a relative humidity of 78. The barometric pressure is falling at 30.35. Tomorrow's forecast is for a high of minus 32 and a low of minus 38. With snow. Want another U.S. or Canadian city's time and weather? Area code. Now.
Okay.
Sounds like there's some cold weather coming in.
Now is 9:21.
Moscow.
A.M. Sunday.
Hey, I like
tomorrow's
Gorbachev
forecast
freeze.
Is for a high of 18 and a low of 12 with snow. Want another U.S. or Canadian city's time and weather? Enter the area code now. Or, for international destinations, enter the first three letters of that city. For additional instructions on how to use the system, press 1.
Let's try Hawaii. How's that?
Hawaii. Is that area code 809 or 808?
808.
For a more detailed...
I think you waited too long.
Oh, well...
Oh, well, that's the way things go sometimes. Dave, we have three...
Is that Eric?
Yes, can you hear me? Oops, I'm sorry, I had the wrong button pushed. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
We have three calls coming in right now. Now, what I'd like you to do is give out the phone number until we have a perfect bingo. So
okay,
this
now...
This will be your first pitch on the air.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear. Let me try to drop that. Hold on.
Of course, drop it.
Oh, I dropped him instead.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Ouch.
That's this phone system for you.
Sorry.
Actually, that's also my fault, but you see, there's no way for me to drop just him. I had to drop the last thing I added, and the last thing I added was him.
I always thought you were the only one who had any idea how the system worked.
I don't know how that dial tone got there, though. Well, let's just wait for him to call back. Hopefully he'll call back in a minute. It's 23 minutes after 12 o'clock on Christmas Day, the beginning of Christmas Day. If there is a Santa Claus, he's busy at work at this very moment.
Mm-hmm.
Even as we speak. And Dave is back. Dave, I am very sorry about that.
Well, Eric. How many calls do you have right now?
Right now we still have three, so go to it and get some calls in.
Okay, now, we have to think of a good tactic for this. Actually, I have something interesting to point out about Santa Claus. If you notice, they said it was 10:20 there, where it's only 12:20 here. Now, I'm not sure what time Santa Claus is supposed to start and finish, but he's supposed to do this the night before Christmas. Now, midnight, our time, is 12 o'clock, where his time is 10 o'clock.
Dave, you're down to two calls now.
I'm supposed to get rid of all the calls?
No, you're supposed to get all the calls. Now, you're down to two, and we can get five altogether, so
okay.
You better work on it.
I'm going to continue to speak about Santa Claus in a silly tone of voice until three more people call up to change the subject. Now, I find it very interesting the fact that Santa Claus is always portrayed wearing red, whereas pine trees or evergreen trees are green. Because if you notice, the colors of Christmas are red and green. And I wonder if this could have anything to do with that. How many calls now, Eric?
We're still holding it, too.
Okay, why don't we take one of the calls?
Why don't you give out the phone number and encourage people to call instead of babbling on about nothing in particular?
I don't know the phone number.
632-6901.
You heard it from Eric.
Now you do it.
Oh, 632-6901. Please call in now. If all the lights don't light up, then we can't have little Christmas tree telephones here at WUSB.
That's right.
Please, call.
There we go. Come on. Let's get two more.
We need three more still. We only have two.
Well, I thought I heard a phone ring.
I don't know what you heard. I heard something strange, too.
Mm-hmm. I must have had gas.
You're going to have to talk for a few minutes because I'm trying to put this record away and I seem to have lost the cover.
Okay, I'm going to read the backs of books. How about that? Swarm. This was the beginning, barely noticed. Only a few scientists felt the first stirrings of terror, but then the death toll began to mount, and terror erupted into national panic as great swarms of savage bees, deadly killers, blotted out the sun and their spread across the country. How many calls do we have now?
I'm sorry, I'm still putting records away.
632-6901. Please call. We need our little phones to light up.
Yes.
We need to hear your friendly, cheery voices over the air.
And folks,
and it's Christmas, and this is your way of giving WUSB a Christmas present.
But more important, if folks don't call up and make all our lights light up, Dave is going to feel bad that he can't pitch and get callers to call in, and they could conceivably ruin his Christmas. Now, do you want to do that, folks? Do you want to ruin Dave's Christmas?
I'm a Brooklyn Jew, and I come from a middle-class family, and I really hate having my Christmas ruined.
Don't confuse the people, Dave.
Sorry.
Now, 632-6901, area code 516. Call up. Express your joy at having this opportunity. Okay, we're up to three calls now. We need two more calls to make a bingo, and then we can proceed with the program. Dave, take it away.
Okay, Eric, I have a book here on solitaire. Do you know how many different variations of the card game solitaire there are?
We're up to four now. We just need one more. We just need
one more call. Let's see. Solitaire, table of contents. Oh, solitaire. Aces up and 399 other card games. That means there are 400, at least 400 versions of solitaire.
One more call. 632-6901. We'll stop talking about it. We got the call.
Got the call.
Now, what do you want to do? You want to take one call?
I can answer one of the calls.
Let's take a call now. Hold on, and I will...
The person who just called in now, because they're the people who saved the day.
Yes, in fact, the first person...
Or more patient,
though.
They can hold on a little
longer.
All right,
let's talk to the person who just called in. That's very unfair to everybody else, I realize that, but still, we would like to know what motivated that last person. So, let's see if we can do that. Is anybody there?
Hello?
Yes, we have a bit of a hum, but go ahead.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Very good. Very good.
Where are you calling from?
I just wanted to call. I'm calling from North Patchogue. This is Robert John Rockwell from North Patchogue.
I see. Are you part of Rockwell International?
No, I wish I was. I'd have a lot of money and I wouldn't be doing this late at night.
I see. Do you know about money?
Maybe a little bit. It looks like an F with a slash through it, I think.
Yeah, see, I want to know why the masses don't share the wealth of the DuPonts.
They should.
I think they should also.
I think they definitely should stop polluting the atmosphere and the water and the land. Don't you think so?
I think so. What do you think about that, Eric?
Yes, I would have to agree. We all should share things, and this is the best time of year to share things.
This is the Christmas, this is the holiday season, the Christmas season.
I wish you weren't sharing this hum, though, but I guess there's nothing I can do about that.
Well, I just wanted to wish you guys a Merry Christmas.
Okay, you're calling from North Patchogue?
Hmm?
You're calling from North Patchogue, is that right?
Right.
Okay, well, you have a Merry Christmas, too, and have a great New Year.
Play a nice Christmas song for us, will you?
Well, what do you want? Give us a request.
How about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Do you know who does that?
I think Gene Autry or somebody does that, doesn't he?
Well, we'll rummage around in the library and see if we can dig that up.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling.
Bye now.
Bye.
That was a pleasant gentleman, wasn't it?
Yes, it certainly was. Now, hopefully when he hangs up, the hum will go with him. It appears to have done that. Okay, Dave? We will take one more call with you.
Okay.
I believe he's been disconnected completely. Yes, okay. Now we will go down to one of the first callers.
Okay.
And here we go. Go ahead.
Brain damage, you're on the air.
Yeah, you punk. I wanted to take some calls, but you ruined it for me. Thanks a lot. You're making me sick. You know, this is Stokes in here. Who was that that called? I'll play that tape.
I don't know, I heard that. It was a disturbing tape, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think they were watching the movie Foul Play before.
Is that where that's from?
Yeah.
Boy, it's horrible to hear your name used in vain like that, isn't it?
Is
this Scott?
Language.
No, it's Stiltskin.
I can't believe it. I'm crushed.
Well, that wouldn't be much noticeable, but...
ruined my Christmas, man. I was crying, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's someone's Christmas has to be ruined to make it nice for the rest of us, you know?
And as long as it's not me, I'm happy.
Yeah, me too. So, you know, next year might be better, but then again, it might not.
Well, I hope it is.
Yeah.
Someone will say.
Okay, well, anything else on your mind?
Yeah, can I take some calls?
The two of you want to take calls, huh?
That's impossible.
Well, first, the two of you get to know each other a little better.
You'll get loud shrieking noises.
Well, I cue up a record.
Hi, Dave.
Yeah, hi.
You know you have the same name as Dave Feeder on WICC, Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Yeah, so?
No, I like the name. It's a good name. Good name, Dave. I like it. Well, where is Eric?
I'm over here, but I'm queuing up a record.
Oh, are we still on the air?
Yes, you are.
Oh, wait, I thought there were no advertisements allowed on WUSB.
Who's advertising?
He just advertised WICC.
I did not.
That's not an advertisement. They're non-commercial, too, because they can't get any sponsors. I suppose I'm going to get in trouble for that now.
Oh, no, you're not.
That was a plug, wasn't it?
No.
No, that was a shot.
True. Is that a shot?
That was a shot.
It's not a shot. Hey, man, that was uncalled for.
Okay, well, this is called for, 632-6901. Let's try to get another call in. However, if we get a loud beeping noise, I would expect one of you to hang up out of honor. Okay?
And it's not going to be me.
Well, it should be one of you, or it'll be all of you. Here we go. Okay, go ahead.
Well, it's about time, guys.
Who is it?
This is Tommy Chung from the Chung Restaurant in Miller Place. What's up?
Nothing,
punk.
Punk?
What kind
just
of...
Kidding.
Do you guys
kidding,
say,
man.
Hey, Eric.
You all got greeted.
Yo, can
Eric,
you hear me?
Do you remember that guy who called last week from the Chinese restaurant?
Yes, I do.
That guy's a really good pal of mine. He told me to listen to the station.
Uh-huh.
I think it's getting pretty hilarious, you know?
Well, it's a pretty hilarious place, yes.
Clowns that you have calling in?
Clowns?
I believe so.
Well, we do get an occasional clown, but we get people from all walks of life, you know?
Uh-huh, I see. I'm working at the Chinese restaurant that he was working at last week.
Wait a minute. There's no Chinese restaurants open this time of night on this day.
Hey, this Chinese restaurant's open 24 hours a day.
There is no 24-hour-a-day Chinese restaurant on Long Island. I know. I've done research.
You ever heard of the Eat Me Chinese restaurant?
Eric?
Yes,
Eric, there actually is a 24-hour Chinese restaurant.
Thank you, it's mine.
Closed on Christmas, so you're lying.
Closed
it's
on
mine.
Christmas. Ah, today happens to be Christmas, so there.
Yeah. No, it's not closed on Christmas, man.
Well, unless you're working at a Denny's. Are you working at
oh,
Denny's?
Eric.
Now, wait a minute. I think somebody should call the police because someone is in a Chinese restaurant that's closed, apparently breaking in. What are you trying to do, steal egg rolls?
Yeah, and no, actually, I'm trying to make a sizzling rice.
Ah. Well, you won't make a sizzling getaway because we're on to you, pal.
Are you?
Yeah.
No, wait. Do you guys, let me ask you another question. You know that tape that guy was supposed to send you?
The tape that the guy was supposed to send me that probably doesn't exist, yes?
Oh, he does exist, because that's my brother's band.
Ah.
And it's not hardcore.
It's not hardcore? What is it, then?
It's like rock and roll. It's a little hard rock, you know what I'm saying?
Rock and roll.
Is it hard to listen to?
No, it's excellent.
Ah, okay.
You see, even these guys are agreeing with me. They know all.
Yeah, Tommy Chong. He's Chong.
No, yeah, that's my name, Tommy Chong. You what's wrong about that?
Are you my friend?
Tommy, do you know that the power computer has been in and around our minds since 1976?
Well, actually, I never even knew that.
I have documentation.
Well, you know what they say. You learn new things every day, don't you?
What did you learn today, Tommy?
What did I learn?
Yes.
I learned how to open a Christmas present.
Oh, that's real scary. How did you do that?
With a pair of scissors. And I also learned how to break into a Chinese restaurant.
Well, that's really something, and I'm sure you can tell all your cellmates about that.
I definitely will.
Well, it certainly has been nice hearing from you.
Yeah, same with you. I'll call you guys next week, and your station rules number one.
Well, that's goes without saying.
Could I just say hi to one person who's listening? Well, actually, two.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Hi, Mr. Ed. I know you're out there in CB land listening, and hi, Ian. Okay? And Jen, I know you're out there, too.
And me.
And wait.
Dave,
man, what's up?
I'm listening.
What's up, Dave?
He didn't say hi.
I said hi, Dave.
Hi,
Dave,
Tommy.
Are you high or something? What drugs are you taking, man?
Say hi to me, too, Tom.
Who's that?
Hi.
This is Regis.
What's your real name?
Regis.
What is it?
Regis Philbin.
Say it in English, not in Spanish.
Regis? Philbin.
That's a pretty funny name.
I'll have you know I have my own TV show.
You have your own TV show? I have my own radio show.
No, you don't.
I do, too.
You're a punk.
Well, all of you can now talk to each other on hold, because that's where you all are. But I'm still on the air, and that's the difference. Yes, so we have lots of music queued up here. Lots of music. Lots of Christmas things and holiday cheer and things like that. Our phone number is 632-6901, area code 516. We can take some more calls, I guess. Why not? Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hey, Eric. It's Adam.
Hi, Adam. How are you?
Okay.
You're calling rather late, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I just got back from the neighbors.
From the neighbors? And what were you doing at the neighbors?
Looking out the window for Santa Claus with their six-year-old.
Well, Santa Claus, he ran into a little bit of trouble earlier, you might have heard, but...
You know, I heard from one of my friend's fathers, used to be a purchasing agent for Santa at Toys R Us, right?
Yeah.
And he heard this rumor that last year, the Soviets caught Santa trying to invade their airspace. And they gave quite a merry chase. So this year his wife bought him as a new present, one of those newfangled stealth bombers. And he's just going around dropping them down everyone's chimneys this year. He just can't make personal business now.
Huh.
So everyone who follows the Coca-Cola commercials and puts those little glass bottles out, you'll be pretty disappointed when you find them full in the morning, unopened. Unless somebody robbed your house and stole all the Christmas presents.
I see. So, what are you going to be doing the rest of the day?
Me?
Yes.
Well, see, considering it is the day now, I have no idea, since Hanukkah was over like 2 weeks ago. it does make it kind of, interesting, because no place is open. And if, well, there really is no place open to go. If you think about it.
Okay.
And if you don't think about it, there's still nowhere to go. because thinking about it won't change anything.
Continue.
Continue. Ah, yes. So, let's see. I guess you figured out how to put two people on at the same time. With the new phone system thing?
Yeah.
How did you manage that after you thought it was impossible?
How did I manage that after I... Why is that line on you?
You used to think that it was that you couldn't, with the new phone system, have somebody answer a call.
Well, I used to think that, but now I'm a believer, you know?
A believer.
Yeah.
We have a believer here, just like the guys on that radio station. I wonder what they're doing today.
What, who's doing today?
The non-existent people in that radio station.
Oh, the religious radio station on the left end of the dial that just repeats a signal? Well, they're probably not doing anything since they don't exist.
Yeah, they're fictional people. Too bad the radio station's not fictional.
Well, it isn't fictional.
No, it's very real and very scary.
Yeah. But that's not a topic for today, I don't think.
No, we don't want to be upset by all this.
Yeah.
All this jibber-jabber and nonsense. No, we don't. We must look for the... Yeah, think about it this way, right? Okay, it's going to get lighter every day now. It's going to get brighter every day.
Okay.
If we pass the winter...
That's right, that's right. The days are now getting longer, aren't they?
Yes. That can be the topic of next week's discussion.
Paying for all the damages.
Yeah, all the windows fell out of the Empire State Building or something. And like,
they know your name to go sue you.
What?
Hmm.
Yeah, they're going to end up like suing your radio station. You'll get fired, then you'll blame it on me.
Well, we got to go to some more calls, Adam, but thanks for calling and spreading your version of cheer.
Yes. You're welcome, and have a very pleasant day.
You too. 632-6901. And Bob, I forgot you were there. Actually, you were turned down for the last 20 minutes. Were you talking?
No, I've basically been just listening. I mean, I've never heard brain damage before either. You know,
something new to me. That red knob on the left, turn that down as much as it will go. But it just was so loud.
I don't understand. It's now down to...
Turn it down more. Turn it down
a little more.
More.
How about that?
More. A little more higher.
Okay.
I think you're fine now. That's the level you want to be at.
Okay. I don't understand why it's blasting out there. It's hitting 100 here.
Okay. 632-6901. Area code 516. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hello, Eric Curley. It's the know-all.
Oh,
see-all.
Oh, boy.
Do-all of radio. It's the ever-dapper Mr. Radio here in living Dolby Stereo, broadcasting to Long Island, Southern New England, and the metropolitan Gotham City.
And a cable company in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Yes. I want to take a call.
Have you been listening to the radio?
No, I was watching a Frank Sinatra movie here on Channel 9.
I see.
And Stiltskin told me to call you because you were talking about me, and you requested that I call and do some comedy, do some material. Did you hear they were making a new movie about your co-host, Jim Wiener?
No, what's that called?
It's about a sex life. Yeah, it's called Once in a Lifetime.
I see. Would you like to be transferred now?
What?
Would you like to be transferred now?
Where to?
Oblivion.
Let's think of a good place for you.
Oh, no, don't play the... No, let me take a call, though.
Well, I'm going to ask the person if they have their consent first.
Okay?
I think that's only fair. Hold on. That's, I think that's a compromise on my part. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
Hello? Wait a minute, I'm doing a radio. Hold
it. You must have the phone right next to the radio to do that.
I'm Mr. Radio's biggest fan.
Well, then you will be taken by him. Hold on a moment. I would say that we have the consent of that person, so hold on one moment while we connect the two of you together. A match made in heaven.
Or at least someplace.
Yeah. Hello?
Okay, you're together now.
Yeah, but are we on the air?
Yes, you are on the air.
Who is that?
This is Big Jim Doomsayer in the flesh.
Big Jim?
Your biggest fan, and you don't even know who I am. This is outrageous.
Big Jim, turn down your radio, please.
Okay.
Big Jim, how big are you?
Not very big. Do you know me?
In other ways.
Wait, do you know me?
No, but I'm a big fan. I think that you should take over this program.
Really? Thank you.
I think a big fan is good for many things. Particularly
during the summer.
Yes, and you know what? It's good for blowing out. So the two of you, might very well be a good match.
Hot air.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Jim.
What?
How old are you?
35 tomorrow. No, well, it's Monday.
Tell me more. What do you do for a living?
I work over there at Stony Brook.
In what capacity?
Unfortunately.
In what capacity?
I'm in the electronics shop in graduate chemistry, unfortunately.
You sound like an interesting person.
Interesting. Well,
an unusual person.
That there is slander about on the airwaves.
About who?
You. They were talking about you and watching skin flicks and all kinds of stuff.
You heard. That was a few weeks ago, right?
That was such slander on the radio. I couldn't believe Eric allowed that.
Have you ever heard me on WICC?
No.
Yeah, I'm like sort of like the co-host of the show.
This program needs more Mr. Radios.
You like me? Yeah, beautiful. Maybe we can take your name and address off of the air. We can send you an autographed picture.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. He might get too excited if you do that.
Eric, give me a break. Hey, now, wait a minute. I had to call for something else. I got to make a statement.
Make your statement. Mr. Radio, let him make his statement. Go ahead.
The earlier caller, who was not affiliated with Mr. Doomsday at all, the guy who was about the surgery, he's not affiliated with Doomsday Incorporated whatsoever. He called up. He's his own doomsayer. It has nothing to do with me.
Oh, I didn't think he did.
Oh, okay. Well, and another thing, the extraterrestrials out there, FM travels for infinity, and if they ever pick me up, just remember Jim with the blonde hair and the blue eyes and the red Corvette, just remember that I warned these people that when this world's a mess, I warned them. So don't take it out on me, okay, extraterrestrials? That was my most important statement of the year.
What is your name?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I can put you people in conference mode if you want, and you can.
No. This is only on the air. I can't divulge my true identity.
Well, wait. Before you go, I think let me give you a number. You're gonna need some physical counseling and also mental counseling.
Listen to this guy telling me I need this.
I have a friend who maybe can help you at the Stony Brook Center for Physical Therapy and. Hello.
Yeah.
I think you're getting him nervous.
Now, looky here, Mr. Radio. Now, let's not get into any...
I'm ashamed to have you as a fan. You sound like a fruit.
What?
You sound like a fruitcake.
Do you believe this, Eric?
Well, it's silence conference mode now. We're going to... Uh-oh. Let's see what I did wrong there. I did something unforgivable. Hold on a moment. Hold on. Oh, I can't do that. Maybe I can do this. Okay, I can do that, so maybe I can...
push the little buttons.
Oh, well, they're stuck there. They can stay there for a while. 632-6901 is our phone number while they talk to themselves.
You want to get on limbo? Call in.
Yeah, well, 632-6901, good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
Hello, I'm just going to say, I listen to your show now since it started last year. I'm just going to wish you a Merry Christmas and good luck in the future and keep the show on.
Well, I appreciate that, and what can I say your name is?
My name is Doug.
Doug?
Yeah, I'm calling from West Islip.
West Islip, okay. Well, thanks very much, Doug. We appreciate the support.
Okay, I'm curious. How long is your show going to be running? Because I know it usually runs to about, like, 12.
It usually runs to, like, about 12. You're right. But this is a special occasion, and the brothers are out partying somewhere. Who knows where? If you're out there, brothers, you have some explaining to do. So I don't know how long we're going to be going for. But Bob Longman's here, and he'll take over when I get tired, so...
Hour or so?
I'm not sure. It depends if the calls keep coming in and we keep cranking out good subject material.
That sounds good.
Well,
okay,
thanks.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much, sir.
And we still want Bill and Nick, if you're out there, hey, give us a call.
632-6901. Or if you're one of the people that we need to hear from, call the hotline and we'll pick you up there.
Maybe.
We'd like to know what happened to them. 632-6901. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I've been waiting on the line.
Well, at least you haven't been paying anything for it. It's been ringing the whole time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's up?
Mom's asleep.
your arms asleep.
Yeah, you got a lot of weird people call you on the phone.
You know, it happens. It happens this time of night. I don't know what it is, but we get strange people sometimes. But it's good to hear that we have, you know, a non-strange person for a change.
Yeah, and you put them all on the, in the conference call. Now they're talking to each other still?
They're still talking to each other. And for some reason, I can't transfer them anyplace else. The phone refuses to do that. So they're stuck there for a while.
You had some poetry on there.
We had poetry, yes. We've had song and dance. We've had all kinds of things.
Poetry was no good.
Well, that's a matter of opinion. Art is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, well, I'm a poetry critic.
Ah, then your eye is bigger than ours.
Well, I know when something stinks.
Okay, well, a poetry critic would have to know that.
So, you mean the other guys didn't show up for their show? Do you got to do it?
Well, I'm not doing their show. I'm doing my show, and I'm just going to keep doing my show.
Yeah, you're filling the slot.
Yeah, filling in a slot, just like a jigsaw puzzle, you know?
Yeah.
That's what this place is like.
So it's Christmas Day, man.
It's Christmas Day, but it's still night. How do you explain that?
Oh.
You don't?
I ain't gonna.
Okay. Do you know any Japanese, sir?
Yep.
Okay. How do you say Merry Christmas in Japanese?
Oh, I don't think it's translatable into Japanese. You can say Merry.
Does anybody know this? Does anybody know how to say Merry Christmas in Japanese? We have to call Japan.
You're going to call tonight?
Yeah. We're going to call in a few minutes.
It's early in the morning there.
I don't know when it is there, but we're going to find out.
Don't wake no Japs up.
Oh, we'll try not to. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
632-6901. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Good evening, Mr. Corley. This is Stiltskin again.
You again. Aren't you on hold on the other line?
No, that was not me. That was Mr. Radio on...
No, the one before that. I see it's still on hold on another line.
Yeah, there was an annoying ring, so I hung it up. Okay, I just saw the brothers. They went incognito into the Pinewood Cinema.
Uh-huh.
I suspect they're watching, you know, those dark movies there.
I see. Thanks for the tip. 632-6901. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage. Is anyone there?
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah, hold on a second, please.
Sure. I almost hung up. There was silence, so didn't know what to do. It's 12:51. 9 minutes to 1 o'clock. Hope he's not going very far. Sometimes people call us and go out and do something else and come back.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, you're back. What's up?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. How are you today?
Pretty good.
So what's on your mind?
Nothing much. Just been listening in on the radio.
Yeah? No thoughts or comments or feelings or...
I don't know.
I know what you mean.
I think I forgot what I was going to say. I left,
It happens.
Yeah, the phone was ringing, for about an hour.
Yeah, we've had a lot of calls tonight, you know. So what are you doing on this holiday?
Well, everybody's asleep in my house.
Yeah?
Right now. And I don't know, I'm trying to fall asleep.
Well, what are you doing tomorrow? Or,
tomorrow?
You know, when the sun comes up.
Tomorrow I'm going to the city.
Ah, New York City, huh?
Yeah.
You going to walk around like a tourist?
No, I'm going to go to some clubs.
Oh, that's something.
Yeah.
Going to clubs on Christmas Day, that must be fun.
Yeah.
Well, that's... Where are you calling from?
Sable.
Sayville. Well, that's fascinating to hear. I hope you have a good time.
Okay.
And hope everything else works out.
Yep.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
632-6901. I'll tell you what, it's Christmas here, but it's also Christmas in England, so why don't we give them our greetings, and I will issue an appeal once again to anyone who knows Japanese to tell me how to say Merry Christmas in Japanese. I'd really like to know. And here we go, a direct connection to England.
Please hold the line. An operator will be with you shortly. This is British Telecom International Operator Service. Please hold the line. An operator will be with you shortly.
London, can I help you?
Yes, is this London?
Yes, can I help you?
Yes, well, actually, I'm calling from WUSB Radio in Long Island, New York, and we're just calling people around the world to wish them a happy holiday and to see if they have anything to say to the listening audience in the New York area.
Oh, I see, right. Actually, well, my uncle lives in, West Hampton Beach in Long Island.
Does he? Well, he could very well be listening now. Is there a greeting you'd like to send out?
Yeah, I'd like to sort of say thank you, Happy Christmas and Happy New Year to all from all the family in England. It's Mr. Noel Shields. He's a tennis coach at the Laronda Beach Club.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's great. Now, what are you live in England? What are your impressions of Long Island? Is it a big place to you?
Loved it. I've been there. I loved it.
Uh huh. People are nice, and is it scenic?
Well, Long Island.
Yeah. Yeah, Long Island. How does Long Island compare to, say, New York?
Well, I don't need any comparison. I much preferred Long Island.
Uh huh. That's good to hear. Being a native of Long Island, you know.
Yeah, I like New York's love. I mean, it's nice. It's totally got its own unique characters. But I mean, Long Island is also much more my style, I think.
Yeah.
Quieter and more reserved, I think.
Uh huh. Now, what time is it over there? What time is it in England right now?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock in the morning. Now, have you been working all night long?
Yeah, from, 7, 8 o'clock the night before.
Oh, wow, you've been working a long shift.
Yeah, we do sort of 13, 14-hour shifts, yeah.
That's incredible. Are you going to do anything special for the holiday?
Well, I'm going to go home and sleep for a couple of hours, and I'm coming back again, yeah.
You're coming back here?
Yeah.
Wow, you're a dedicated person.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Boy, I hope they're paying you a lot for this. Hope they pay double overtime or something.
Oh, yeah, we get plenty of perks. That's okay.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Okay, what's traditional in England for Christmas? What do most people do that we might not do here?
Well, I think it's more, but I've been there in America for Christmas as well. It's basically the same. We just sort of, you know, get ready for the big, big meal and drink and parties and... The usual,
yeah. Yeah, have a tree?
Yeah, everyone has trees, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a bit marred this year. People are very bit marred by that big air crash. I think a lot of people are sort of in a big Pan Am crash.
Yeah, well, that's affected people here, but I imagine it affects people there much more than here.
It did affect people here. I mean, some people sort of, like in the little town of Lockerbie itself, people just, they're not interested to Christ. They don't want to know about Christmas, really. It's not the sort of... It wasn't a very good Christmas present, was it?
No, I could certainly understand that feeling. And, of course, the earthquake,
people feel
too.
Like, everyone feels like that.
The earthquake, too, has marred things for the holiday season.
That's right, yeah, quite. I mean, it's incredible that so many people can lose their lives in within a month. I can't believe it.
Yeah, and...
wonder, doesn't it?
All, well, of course, if it was a terrorist act, then I guess you would say it was due to a warlike circumstance, but...
Yeah.
Right now, we don't have major wars that are killing lots of people, but that could easily be the case, too.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not. Last we heard, they weren't sort of, they were still sort of not positive it was a terrorist act, were they?
I don't think anyone's claimed, no one's claimed responsibility, have they?
No one's claimed responsibility, but both the investigating people from America came over here and the ones from England. They're still not sure whether it was that or because they haven't found anything to relate to terror, like, you know, anything relating to bomb.
Yeah.
They're still not sure if it wasn't sort of the actual thing cracking up.
And usually when there is a terrorist act, the terrorists are very quick to claim credit for it.
Yeah, that's right. Someone wants to claim that they did it. But, I mean...
Yeah.
I say, most people are so shocked over here anyway with that.
I can imagine... Either way, the whole concept of traveling on airplanes has always been disturbing to me and to a lot of other people I know.
Yeah.
You're so helpless when something like that happens. There's nothing you can do.
Well, that's it. Well, nothing you can do. I mean, you've got no chance. I mean, I think the thing on the flight record at the end, they're trying to work out what it is, some sort of noise, aren't they?
I saw something in the paper. I didn't get a chance to read it, though. They had a strange noise.
Yeah, there's a noise on the end of it. They played it on the radio here on the television, but they can't tell what it is. It's some sort of like a whistling noise.
Wow.
Yeah. But they're still in. I think the American investigators came over and they're all sort of all together trying to work out what happened.
Uh huh.
So
Well, I'll let you get back to I'll let you get back to work. But one final question that always gnaws at me and our listeners, I'm sure, is the conception of Americans over there. How do most people look upon us as a group? I know we look upon the English as being much more educated and aware of what's going on in the world and even in our own country. But how are we looked upon?
Well, I mean, there's different sectors of the Americans. The American, lots of American servicemen here, all of our American bases. We just accept them as us, really, because they are here. But, I mean, the American tourists, you mean?
Well, I guess them, too, but...
The Americans, I mean, most of the Americans who come here, they're not that many who really live here, are they? Most of them are either tourists or military people and things like that.
I was referring mostly to the people that live over here in America.
Oh, I live in America.
Yeah.
Oh, big problem. Well, I don't know what people think. We just, everyone assumes that, you know, people are rich and
yeah,
like us.
Uh-huh.
Well, certain sectors. I mean, we see to me this sort of soap-type, dynasty-type Dallas thing, and I think it gives a very wrong impression of the Americans.
Yeah, I hope we're not viewed that way, because that certainly would be unfair.
Why did you saying that? I mean, when I was in Long Island, I mean, you know, it was very hard, actually, in Long Island, in West Hampton Beach, where I'm from, to find an American car. I mean, everyone seems to have European, you know, BMWs, Porsches.
Yeah, and Toyotas.
And here, if people have got that, they're just rich, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, there's a lot of things we take for granted here that
the
rest of the world has to do without.
But, I mean, I'd certainly go back.
Yeah? Well, do you plan on visiting Long Island again?
Yeah, my mother just came out. She just came back after... She's been there a couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
And I think we're going to come out again, really. Really loved it.
Great. Have you ever heard of Stony Brook?
There's
a big university there.
Oh, well, actually, yeah, my uncle's couple of girls, they go to, one of them, she's about 17, I think she goes to one of the universities out there.
Uh-huh.
I don't know which one it was.
Well, this is the big university on Long Island with the big radio station and the big hospital.
Oh, okay. I know what you mean. I think I know what you mean. we went for a tour around.
Uh-huh. Well, anyway. Next time you come by, hang out on Long Island for a while and get to know it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, nice talking to you anyway.
Okay. Have a Merry Christmas.
And you, sir. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, yes. Well, that certainly was a pleasant surprise to find somebody in England that actually knows Long Island a little bit. And, I certainly don't think we're going to get that when we talk to Japan. But we might. Who knows? The world is full of surprises. Let's see what we have here. Who's here? No one's there. Okay, 632-6901. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hello, Eric Corley.
Hello. Who's this?
Who do you think it's your only normal listener, Mr. Radio?
Mr. Radio again.
Yeah, well, I'm allowed to... You know, everybody else calls 53 times.
Well, okay. Let's hear it. What do you want?
All right, hold on. I've got to pull my headphones here. I'm a little upset at you.
All right, I'll tell you what. I won't even listen to what your problem is, but you can make up for it by giving a legal ID.
Okay, you're listening to WUSB, Stony Brook,
okay.
Serving North America.
That's enough. Now we can let bygones be bygones, and thanks very much for
calling.
Wait,
we stop?
What?
Eric, we just cool down, man.
What? I'm fine.
All right, you're just busy at your own talk show. You think you're real cool.
I've got 100 lines ringing here.
All right, let me take some calls, and you can take a break. I mean, you've been doing a hard job. You've been doing a good job.
No, I'm on a roll here.
On a roll?
I'm on a roll.
Oh, wait. A few things are annoying me here about you.
Okay, what's that?
Okay, you sound like you have a bunch of boogers in your nose. I mean, you clean out your nose? I mean, come on.
And you wonder why you get transferred.
Transferred from what? No, but you got you got that stuffy nose effect, and it's really annoying me. I don't want to hear your stuffy nose. Come on. And I'm sick of you with your facial hair and your stuff. You probably got a beard and everything.
Most radio talk shows would hang up at this stage, but I let the person keep babbling on. Why is this? That's something to study. Probably has something to do with my overall view on life.
I mean, you brag about everything.
See, I can make him go low. I can make him get high.
Every time you do a show.
I can do all kinds of things.
Every time you do a show, you always got to brag about the long
I can always transfer him to the computer.
Hello, this is the phone mail system. You may now release the call or hang up.
It gives me such pleasure to do that. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
This is Super
deluxe version of Brain Damage.
How many times are you going to call?
Well, I have to reprimand you. How dare you lock me in with Mr. Radio? I mean, I'm a fan on the air, but I mean, locking me on the phone with him, that reminded me of Star Trek. Where
well, now you know how I feel.
Well, I didn't know that he was, you know.
Well, maybe you'll stop being his number one fan now, maybe, huh?
Well, I didn't realize.
Yeah, okay. Well, sometimes people need a little education.
No wonder the FCC banned him.
Yeah, no, that's really something.
Oh, well, he's a character, but he's a little bit, he's just a character.
So is the letter C.
It's just that.
You see what I'm saying?
He's telling me to get mental help. He's telling me. You know, I mean, I know what I'm doing. I know when I'm talking. I know what I'm saying. I know, you know, when I'm going off. I'm doing that for the fun of radio.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he sounds so serious about it. I don't know. Maybe he's doing the same thing I'm doing. I don't know. But when I talk about the problems of the world, I'm not kidding around.
It's good to hear that you're coming back down to earth.
But I mean, that was unbelievable.
I've got to go to some more calls, though.
Don't ever, Eric, do that to me again.
I'll seriously consider it. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
632-6901.
Okay, let's try it again.
Just a practice.
Okay.
20 seconds and counting.
A holiday message from Iron Strauss.
Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9, ignition sequence start, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Storm on the way, no clearing, just bearing no witness to the winter's gray. Silence. Crack! Look out! It's come upon us, fallen from the concrete sky, mafia, corn, and blow. Stop, because all through the house not a creature was stirring, no one was stirring. Socioeconomic status.
Cliff Charlesworth taking a staging status.
This is Houston, you are go for staging.
Has manufactured a perfect cast. Help look at that Saurischian relic by that tree. Our tree.
Board cut off exactly on schedule.
He looks hungry, like me.
Two, one, zero, all engine running. Liftoff, we have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour.
Sexual reference, hidden behind links of banded chainmail and a shielded cage. Break out. Look out, Calamity Jane. Settle, expand, Christ, job. Oh, say, can you see? Our brethren, comrade, you, we, must believe in your numbers, in yourselves. Pierce ahead and destroy that cast, that dinosaur, that armor. No reference to what year. Happy New Year.
Whatever happened to the days when people just said Merry Christmas? God. Well, it's 6 minutes after 1 o'clock, and Merry Christmas from all of us here at WUSB in Stony Brook, and a Happy New Year, and whatever else comes of it. And we have Dave back on the phone. Dave, are you there?
Hi, Eric.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
We're doing just great here. We're just fielding the calls one after the other.
How many calls have you gotten tonight?
Numbers that I can't even think of.
More than two?
Oh, yeah. Quite a few more.
More than 20?
Many as 10. No, quite a few.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I'm impressed.
So what's new with you out there in New York?
Me, not much. I've been dying to tell you about the power computer for some time now.
You keep mentioning it. Okay, go ahead and tell us everything you know about it.
Okay, well, actually, I came across a cassette tape of an interview that I did regarding the power computer, and if I may, can I play a minute or two of it to you?
Well, how specific does it get?
Oh, not specific at all. I wouldn't worry about it. I've already edited it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Wait, one thing? Eric?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I have two versions, one with cussing and one without.
We want the one without.
Okay. Just be a second then.
Yes.
Well, actually, I don't know anything about it as of yet. I haven't even heard of it, so I was hoping...
Well, I have documentation.
Okay, I was wondering, first, could you tell me a little about the power computer?
The power computer, yeah. George is located in Utah, underground, about 100 feet underground. Okay. All right. Now, I've heard from the Honorable Senator Hatch in writing, who was in agreement with my views. And there's a Ron Morris in there who I just got off the phone with this minute. I was talking with him about it again. You can just go up Washington and find out if you know, if they will pick up your phone. There's a TV computer handling the entire situation in everyone's mind since 1976. The power computer is invisible. It has a mind of its own. And it flies out of the computer, it enters through the ear, and goes directly to the brain.
Do you know who controls the power computer?
It is self-controlled. It originated from outer space.
Okay, and how does it interface with the human brain?
In other words, how does it take it over?
Yeah.
It is electrical, powerful, and dangerous, and works with the same principle as radar. That's how the power computer is set up. And, unfortunately, this happened to me in 1976 without my permission. I was designated by this power computer to pull the plug on it. I was working in an office in the garment center. I was a salesman in the textile industry.
I see.
And this power computer just came into my mind, told me to hang up my business phone, sent me to 11 mental hospitals, 3 jails, got me a divorce from my wife, kept me out of work for years, has beaten my pants in for over 12 years in the mind, and I have documentation from Senator Moynihan as well.
Need I play more?
Need you?
Actually, need I? I need.
Well, it's, he certainly said a mouthful there.
Yeah, now, I think this power computer actually possesses, or not possesses, I'm sorry, poses. I was having trouble reading that script there. I'm sorry. The power computer poses a great threat towards the people of the world, and particularly those in America.
Now, why particularly those of America? Why are we always the ones?
Why?
Yeah.
Because it's the American way. It's the American dream. Freedom. The pursuit of happiness. Trivial pursuit.
Well, I won't ask how you found this person or what he's really saying, but just tell me what your impressions of it are.
Well, let me tell you one little bit if I can find it.
If you can find it.
Hold on. Here, you talk for a bit with Bob. Bob, you there?
Is Bob there? No, he's not, but I'm going to take another call. I'll come back to you in a minute.
But take the call with me here because I like to hear them.
Well, I want you to find the tape of what you have. I'll put you on hold there. Great, okay. 632-6901, area code 516. And we'll be right back. Our phone number is area code 516-632-6901. We have one open line, one little tiny open line all the way at the top there. So hey, give a call, 516-632-6901, and we'll go right back to the phones right after this word of holiday cheer.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
How can we all have died at the same time?
Darling, you didn't use canned salmon, did you?
I'm most dreadfully embarrassed.
Now the time has come for now.
I didn't even eat the moose.
So death took them down the last road. The final journey from which there is no return. When the meaning of life itself would finally be revealed.
Behold, paradise.
I love it here, darling.
Me too.
Hello. Welcome to heaven. Excuse me, could you just sign here, please, sir? Thank you. Put the table for you through there in the restaurant.
for the lady.
Have a nice
Thank you. Happy Christmas.
Oh, is it Christmas today?
Of course, madam. It's Christmas every day in heaven.
Oh, how about that?
Oh, look, a cabaret. And, of course, those are the folks from Monty Python. And what was that? The Meaning of Life, right? The Meaning of Life and Christmas in Heaven. Lyrics by Terry Jones, music by Eric Idle. And surprise of surprises, Brother Bill is here.
Good evening.
How you doing?
All right, not too bad. I heard the pleas and the cries. And,
where were you when you heard the pleas and the cries? I'm just curious as to what this situation
was. Laying in bed.
Yeah, that's...
But not sleeping, though. I was listening to the BD extravaganza.
And you sprang into action.
Yes, I said, you know, it's time for a call to glory or whatever.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to burst in here. Isn't it extravaganza?
Isn't that what I said?
You said extravaganza.
Well, extravaganza, you know, it's Al D'Amato. It's up to you.
It's up to you. And in this case, it's up to Bill. And I would advise the caller to keep his place in this world.
Yes,
and,
yeah.
Not interrupt the DJ when
Cut
he's doing a
rap. Cut me some slack here. I just got here.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm wheezing, coughing, and actually the very nice Stony Brook guy in the four-wheel drive vehicle at the gate, you know, you go into the stop sign and you roll down your window, and I said,
"Security officer,
got to do a USB radio show." He said, "Have a good night."
No, he did. He said, "Get lost."
No, no.
Now, how could somebody say get lost on Christmas Day when someone pulls up to a deserted campus to do a radio show, you know?
Well, if I went in the... in the south entrance, I would have gotten lost there, that's for sure.
But, well, there's a gate there that doesn't open. There's no person there.
Beautiful.
Anyway, we've been taking calls and making calls. We just spoke to somebody in England.
Yes, I heard it. It was very, very interesting. Very nice young
nice
man.
Nice guy. He took a lot of time to talk to us about Long Island, about...
I tell you one thing, though. He seemed a little apprehensive about the opinion of Americans in England.
I can imagine why.
Yeah. I wish he was more... more to the point there. That would have been good to hear, just curious to know. But I'm here just to lend my services, offer whatever to whoever's taken.
Well, feel free to avail yourself of the donuts, the eggnog.
Beautiful.
If you can suck any out of the turntable that it spilled into before, that would be fine.
Yes, I heard that. That was horrible.
Awful. Awful.
Disgusting.
I mean, that's a $500 turntable there.
Yeah.
Got to buy a new one. A
couple of times,
too. Out of my paycheck.
What did you ever do with Jim? You had to drag him out, I guess.
I had to drag Jim out kicking and screaming.
I figured as much.
Oh, mostly screaming, but some kicking.
Beautiful.
The screaming should come first, but... The phrase is kicking and screaming, so I'll just say it that way.
Okay.
There's the eggnog. It just appeared next to you magically.
I love eggnog.
Yeah, just be very careful with it. You don't want to spill it.
I don't know if anybody cares, but figured that's a good way to get started.
Now, we called England. We are going to be calling France. We're going to be calling Japan.
So if anyone knows those languages, France language, whatever, what do they speak in France?
I think French.
That's right. And Japanese, they speak in Japan.
Yeah, right.
The world makes sense if you look at it in the right context, you know?
Brother Bill?
Yes, sir.
What are people from Luxembourg called?
How come you're asking him that? You're not asking me.
Because he's the authority on foreign countries and languages.
You know, I can't believe you know that about me. It's just amazing. It's like the type of thing I do like to keep under wraps, but I would imagine you call them Luxies.
What are people from Luxembourg called?
Affectionate. That's the affectionate term for people from Luxembourg.
Luxembourgans? Luxembourgians?
Yeah, I would say Luxembourgians or French, maybe.
Luxembourgians, maybe?
Maybe French, I don't know.
Luxembourg, wow.
More people from Luxembourg. That's a little weird.
What language do they speak in Luxembourg?
I think it's French.
Really?
I took French in 7th grade, and...
You're the one that took it.
Yes.
I was looking for it in 9th grade.
If my memory serves me correctly... yeah. All right, it just hit me. Yeah, they do speak French in Luxembourg, and if you believe this,
but
I'll tell you another.
They're not French people.
No. They're Luxembourgians. Or Luxies, as we call them here in the
States.
How
can they call themselves something different if they don't speak a different language? What makes them different? They just have a different country, but why do they have a different country if they speak another language?
We're Americans, and we speak English.
Boy, he's a good caller. I love this.
Yes, but we're not smack next to England, you know.
That's true. Well, I guess...
Now, let's say you have a map without any water, and all the continents are pushed together. We're right over there.
Yeah, you could look at it that way, I guess. Wow. You know, I was talking about continents with somebody the other day. Do you know every continent begins and ends with the letter A, except for Europe, which begins and ends with the letter E? Isn't that weird?
That's a good point.
Why? I mean, why is that true? It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
Maybe
words
do that.
It was just potluck. I don't know.
Africa, Asia, America, Australia, Antarctica, and Europe begins and ends with the letter E.
Caller, any thoughts on that one?
I'm thinking.
Okay, well,
I thought
thinking.
I smelled something burning.
Yeah. What should we do? Should we take a call or should we call a country?
Call a country.
Call a country? Okay, call the code. Let's see. We will... okay, do you know French at all? Do you know how to say Merry Christmas in French? It's like Joyeux Noël or something like that.
Yeah, that's it.
Good, you can say it then.
Joyeux Noël.
Joyeux Noël.
Or just say...
Why do they talk like that? Why do they, like, make every word drag out so
I don't
much?
Know, it's...
Make it sound like a romance language or
I know, that's what it is. It is a romance language. Just say
right.
When they answer, just say, je t'aime. That means I love you. Let's just see what the reaction is. Hi, I'm American, and je t'aime, okay?
I have no qualms about saying that because it's a different language. I don't know why. I can say embarrassing
How about just
things.
Say, je ne parle pas le français, which means I don't speak French.
How about je suis American? That will explain everything I do from now on.
Well, you want them to stay on the line or not?
When I was in Canada, they told us, and I was in an exchange program, they said, whenever you get into trouble, just say je suis American. I am American, and they'll understand whatever it is you do. Okay, we are going to try to call the French operator now, and we'll keep all our wisecracks to ourselves, I hope.
Right, sure.
Everyone?
Why not?
Okay, and we'll try to wish them a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, if we can get that out. And, okay, here we go.
Well, you would think that Merry Christmas would be an international phrase.
Should be. Okay, and we're on our way.
Passing your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen.
On our way to France.
All this happening at the WUSB at 1:22 in the morning. My goodness, we get...
Un opérateur français va vous répondre. France Télécom, bonjour. Ici, France Direct, service d'appel international. Veuillez patienter quelques instants.
Merry Christmas.
Français va vous répondre. France Télécom, bonjour.
Why, you insolent French
France
people?
France Direct, service d'appel international. Veuillez patienter quelques instants. Un opérateur français va vous répondre. France Télécom,
Look,
bonjour.
Look, you French recording. I've had it with your snobbish attitude.
French never listen.
Hello?
Hello, is this, parlez-vous anglais?
Yes.
Yes, hello, we're calling from the United States.
Yes?
And, we're from a radio station, we're broadcasting on the air now, and we're calling, various people around the world to wish them a Merry Christmas, and, we wondered if you had anything to say to the people of, Long Island, New York.
Uh-huh.
Do you have anything to say? Wow.
What a speaking voice.
What do you suppose she's saying?
I think she's saying she's busy.
She's busy. I get it.
No, she's...
Ah, trade droll there. Is that the word for funny?
Yeah, right.
Trade droll. Hello?
Trey impolite?
Trey hung up.
Bonjour?
That's shocking.
Well, what time is it there about?
Of course, she may have heard my comments about the French recording.
I was going to say, she wasn't a recording.
Well, no, she was a recording. That first one was definitely a recording. But then it suddenly changed to a human at some point.
Interesting concept, though, you know. I mean, you got to figure the French operators must be darned lazy. Their whole intro rap is on tape, and they just say hello.
Oh, it was probably a recording like the English one saying that they were busy or something like that. Wow. Well, I feel kind of bad about that, but what the hell, you know?
Well,
These things happen.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, if you tried it again, you probably wouldn't get the same person.
No date this
with
week,
my
Derek.
Luck, I would. Wait, where did that voice come from? Oh, Bob, you're in the other studio. That's right, I forgot about you. I don't know.
I didn't hear him. What did he say?
Something about...
Why don't we ask him? Bob, what did you say?
No date this week, Eric.
Not this week, Eric?
No date this week,
no
Eric.
No date this week, Eric. Ah, yes. Thank you, Bob. Well, I'm not sure if that French line is still there. Let me see if I can drop it. Hold on. Oh, I can't drop it. So that means she's gone completely. Okay, well, what shall we do next?
Japan? I don't know what the agenda is, actually.
Well, the agenda is what we want to make it. The agenda for me, I need one of those cookies outside. I'm going to go get one in a minute. What does our caller want to do?
How about Michigan?
Michigan? Now, what on earth do you want to go to Michigan for?
Well, we can call there and maybe wish somebody Merry Christmas.
Why don't we try a foreign planet like
you got a number, Ben?
Yeah, actually, I do.
Well, we don't want to call particular people and specific individuals and things like that. We want to call anonymous faces and huge bureaucracies like phone companies and things like that, you know?
Oh, I was thinking of just a sleazebag I knew out there.
Well, I'm sure you'd want to wish them the joys of the season personally.
That's amazing.
Let's not forget our own callers. Let's take a couple of those. Our number is 632-6901, and... Well, let's see. What do we want to do this?
From foreign countries to foreign planets.
Yes, let's take a couple of those. Does our caller want to take a call with us?
Okay.
Oh, I need to be persuaded.
Who is our caller? What's his first name?
Dave.
I'm Dave.
That's correct.
I love that.
Okay, that's Dave from New York. He's actually out of our listening area.
Really?
Yeah, he just called in by complete randomization.
So he's not listening to the program on the radio, only through the phone?
That's right, and that's why he can't hear Bob.
I love this. What technology.
Yeah. Now, here we go. We are going to take a call. But if you want to call in, give us a call at 632-6901.
And I'd like to stress also, how about somebody from a mobile telephone within their car? Have you...
Are we awake? Should we go someone out there?
Yeah, fine.
Okay, how about you, Brother Bill?
I'm flexible.
Okay, let's do it.
But there's...
Here we go. Go ahead.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Eric.
No, Dave.
Hi, Dave. Well, this is Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Yeah, okay. You wanted Japanese. I believe you wished them season's greetings by saying Belly Christmas or something like that.
That's not even funny.
I'm sorry, why am I laughing then?
That was silly.
It's a little bit funny, come on.
That was silly, even stupid.
Now, for that, where should we transfer him for that?
No.
I think we should transfer him to...
Can we transfer him to France?
No, you've transferred me to the office I'm thinking of before.
The dead letter office I could transfer him to.
Or the dead recording office.
I could transfer you there, I could transfer you to France.
Don't transfer me, I don't like being transferred.
Transfer to the French girl.
I'll transfer you to Mr. Radio, how's that?
No, I think
that's what you deserve.
Mr. Radio, this is one unfan, okay? Ooh.
Boy,
well
bitter
said.
Feelings.
Well said.
Yes, an unfan.
Scathing.
Anything else?
Anything else?
Yeah, anything else?
Let's see.
Want fries with that?
Well, the Japanese operators just speak English.
What?
The Japanese,
Well, the French operators spoke some English.
I'm pretty sure all the Japanese inward operators have to speak English.
You know, she was in a sullen mood. That was the whole problem there.
It's at the end of the
He
shift.
Doesn't share your American humor.
No, I guess not. Those French, you know. But the English guy did. The English guy was great.
Wait, I'm sorry. I have to go. Something is happening here.
A fire. Is it St. Nick?
What?
Maybe Santa Claus has arrived.
Oh, yeah. It's Santa.
Ah, okay. Well, then you better go. You know what happens when they catch people up?
Wake the children. Call the neighbors.
I hope he hangs up. Let's see. Yes, I guess he did hang up. Okay, ready for another call here. Let's hit the magic buttons. I do apologize for all these noises. Go ahead.
Hello, you're on Brain Damage.
Who is that?
This is Dave. Who's this?
Oh, Dave. That's good. I want to say Merry Christmas to Steve Springfield, but he's not answering phone calls anymore, I guess.
No, he's not, and he never will again.
Aw, why?
I don't know. It was handed down
came
by...
Came to him in a dream.
Yes, it came to me in a dream. It came to me in reality. Well, he's not taking calls at the moment. Let's just put it that way.
That's good.
Yeah.
Do you have any interesting Christmas stories, maybe?
Christmas stories?
Yeah.
Well, you know, like, you know, the one about the kid that was born, you know, in a manger or something like that?
No, like something Christmas-related to me. Or maybe your own personal version of the famous one.
No, I don't.
Well, what fun is that?
What did you do for Christmas?
Nothing. Actually, last year I went to the city to go stare at that tree or whatever because somebody wanted to, and there's this parade of...
I was thinking of doing that tomorrow, actually. Do you think it's a good idea?
No, it's terrible because it looks like a large tree.
But it's a different tree this year.
Who cares? It's still a tree. It's a big bush,
come on.
You know? Go out and stare
at
your neighbors. You know, it's the same thing.
Well, I like staring at trees. Sometimes I stare at trees for hours. Fun.
We should get used to staring at bushes considering we have one for president.
That's right. Right.
Oh, boy.
I suggest that all the listeners, we all meet at Rockefeller Center tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll know each other amongst 100,000 people that are all crammed into that,
I think we stand out, yes. I think we would know each other.
Yeah, we'd certainly get onto the file footage on the news show.
Probably most of us look a lot like those homeless people with the little cups in their hands.
No, it's everyone who has the left foot drag.
Actually, I saw an interesting thing on the train coming out of the Penn Station the other day, it was coming back to Ronkonkoma, and there was some man on the train. He had this pink stuff, like, coming out of his mouth, and it was, like a really bright pink. Not carnation pink, really, but, like, really pink, you know?
Did he look like a Carvel ice cream machine?
Sort of like that, except it looked like...
I'm sorry, but they don't make strawberry.
Almost, it resembled, you know? And it was kind of like dripping all over the floor and everything, and then it started like coming out of his nose. It was really weird, so then he ran into the bathroom. I don't know what happened after that.
Well, I'm sure glad you shared that with us, because it's the kind of homespun tale we were lacking tonight.
Oh, that's good. Well, it's a nice Christmas story, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Pink oozing all over the train floor.
So, you think Steve Springfield went to bed?
I don't know about that, but one can always hope. Now, as far as stories, we've got a great story for you now. It's called Santa Claus and the Mouse. And it's only 2 minutes long, so don't walk into the bathroom or anything like that. This is a good story. It's read by a man named Justin Wilson. We're going to go to that right now, and then we'll come back and take your phone calls at 632-6901, area code 516.
One Christmas, when Santa Claus came to a certain house, to fill the cheering stocking there, he found a little mouse. Hey, Merry Christmas, little friend, said Sandy good and kind. The same to you, sir, said the mouse. I thought you wouldn't mind. If I should stay awake tonight and watch you for a while, you're very welcome, little mouse, said Sandy with a smile. And then he pulled a stocking up before the mouse could wink. From toe to top, from top to toe, there wasn't left a chink. Now there won't hold another thing, said Sandy Claus with pride. A twinkle came in the mouse's eye, but humbly he replied, it's not polite to contradict, you pardon me, I implore, but in the fullest stocking there, me I could put one thing more. Oh, laughed Sandy, silly mouse, don't I know how to pack? By filling stocking all these years, me I should have learned the knack. And then he took the stocking down from where it hangs so high and said, now put in one thing more, I'll give you leave to try. The mouse shuffled to himself, and then he softly stole right to the stocking's crowded toe and naughty little old. Now, if you please, good Santa Claus, me I'll put in one thing more, or you will own that little old was not in there before. Our Sandy Claus did laugh and laugh, and then he gave his folk, well, you shall have a Christmas cheese for that nice little joke. If you don't think this story is true, well, I can show it to you. The very stocking with the hole, the little mouse gnawed true.
I think the music from Philip Glass adds a nice touch to that that tale. Justin Wilson, reading Christmas stories. They say this is not a comedy album. How could it be? Ask any child and almost all adults, and they very quickly tell you, Christmas is certainly no laughing matter, but it is the center of the most joyful, enchanting, suspenseful, delight-filled, I never saw that word before, delight-filled times of life. The Yuletide is the mystical, magical season when dreams come true and prayers almost all are answered with a yes. The moments filled with joyous laughing sounds and fragrant, delectable smells, too numerous to count, will be on the first page of our memory book forever. Tinsel, toys, and tomorrow's joys are all a part of this fantastic holiday that happens every year just as surely as a rainbow after a cloudburst. And the stories, oh, the stories, are perhaps the greatest of all we hear all of our lives. Or maybe they are the best because they recount events that are the best of our lives. Now we have arrived at the correct description of this album. Herein, Justin Wilson recounts in full Cajun dialect, as only he can, a few of the most favored Christmas stories. Whether this is your first time to learn of some of these adventures or they recall to mind your favorite, it is sure to be time well spent in the further pursuit of Christmas pleasure. We'll get back to one of his stories in a few minutes. But right now, let's return to the calls. And are callers still with us?
I'm here.
Okay, we have the two callers that we were left with before. Has anything exciting happened in the last 5 minutes?
I was put on hold rudely.
Well, I'm sorry I had to do that because Justin Wilson was waiting to read a story.
I heard Justin Wilson read a story.
Yeah.
I heard Eric Corley read the back flap of a record.
That's exactly what I did. And I'll tell you, this Justin Wilson guy, he's something else. And there's a lot of Justin Wilson albums. I had no idea. There's Pass a Good Time with Justin Wilson.
Story of the 70s.
Hunting with Justin Wilson. It shows him
as a Cajun cook?
Yeah, it shows him with a rifle here and everything. There's The Old Master Storyteller, Justin Wilson. He's with a bunch of people in what looks like a hardware store. Then there's Justin Wilson meets Gene, in parentheses, John Barleycorn. And then Occasion Christmas with Justin Wilson, which is not this album. This album is Justin Wilson reading Christmas stories. Then we have Keep It Clean by Justin Wilson. I don't know what they mean by that. The Sport, Justin Wilson, and Justin Wilson in Orbit. He's
wow.
Looks like he's rowing a boat in the middle of the galaxy. That's the kind of album I'd like to hear. It must have been his psychedelic phase.
Spaceman-like Cajun cooking.
Yeah. Justin Wilson. I had no idea we had so many Justin Wilson records.
And he can cook, too.
He sure can. Now, he's the guy who does that commercial, right?
Yeah, I was going to say. He started out in the recording industry, and now he's doing potato chip commercials.
I'm embarrassed to say that's the first time I saw him doing potato chip commercials, and I thought that's what he was famous for.
You never saw his television show?
No, I never did. What's it on?
PBS. He produced it in 1984. It was called Cajun Cooking with Justin Wilson.
Wow.
And he had a tour to support it, too, and an album.
A tour?
No, I'm kidding.
I have difficulty understanding what he's saying. And I also have difficulty cooking, so you can imagine the two combined. Ooh.
And so what difficulty is he... producing records.
What's that?
And difficulty producing records.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
does this man have concerts? Like, does he bring out, you know, a wok and, well, not really a wok, but a few fryers and stuff? And
he brings out a 40-pound cauldron filled with gumbo.
Now, we are going to hear another story
like
by
my
him.
Kind of show.
I think we're going to hear The Night Before Christmas. We could also hear The Littlest Angel, The Year Without Santa Claus, or The Little Engine That Could, which I never thought was a Christmas story, but maybe it is somehow. Yes. This album came out in 1975. It's amazing. 1975. Look at that face.
It's a good face.
You gotta love a face like that.
I wish we had a TV show.
Yeah.
Looked old then.
Yeah.
It's 1:39 in the morning on Christmas morning, and if you're not all snug in your bed with mistletoes or something on your head, or well, I don't know how it goes.
Visions
but,
of sugar plums.
You'd like to know what the hell you're doing up and why you're listening to us.
Just don't.
Eric, what'd you get for Christmas?
What did I get for Christmas? Well, let's see. I've gotten about 4 appointment books so far. I think people are trying to tell me something. I don't keep my appointments. I'm very disorganized. Let's see. There's the car and
one-way ticket to Akron from the management.
Any ties?
That and what's that?
Any ties?
Any ties? No, I do not wear ties, so people do not buy me ties. Or maybe it's the other way around. People don't buy me ties, so I don't wear them. Either way, I don't wear ties.
Mail in a tie, ladies and gentlemen.
Make sure it has a spot on it.
I think, Eric, we ought to throw a necktie party just for you.
Yes, we'll do it someplace else, please. 632-6901. Let's try to pipe in another call here. It might make a horrible noise. If it does make a horrible noise, would it be rude to ask our second caller to hang up if it makes a horrible noise?
No problem.
Okay. I'll indicate if that is so.
It's a horrible noise.
We will try to pipe in. Well, of course, the caller might be a horrible noise, too. We'll find out. Let's see what we do here. Did something wrong? Oh, I messed that one up fiercely.
Found a silent.
Okay, I messed up badly. Let's try this again.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello. Hey, Harvey.
Eric, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. The Harvey Percival Cream Girl, is she there?
Oh, wow, my goodness, he remembers my name.
Yeah, I gotta speak to you. Can
wait,
I give my...
Bill
Hare,
huh? Am I supposed to hang up now?
No, wait. Sweetheart, I... used to love your letters, used to send me. I got to speak to you off the air. Can you take down my number?
What I'll do is I'll put you all on hold for about a minute, and they can talk about whatever business they want to talk about, and I'll just be here for a little while.
You're all on hold together.
Now, Brother Bill, this is kind of nice to not have the phone to worry about first.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you think we should call Japan?
Yes. Yeah, they can't be nearly as... I'm sure it won't be a gang answering. I'm sure there won't be 3 people, 4 people answering the phone over there, and I could deal with the sound of one voice.
Okay, how would you like to do most of the talking on this one?
Sure, hey, I'm flexible. Hey, okay. Let's do it. Hey,
you're just shot down like a fighter plane there in France. I don't want to offend anybody in Japan either.
Yeah.
Let's
see how it goes.
Let's see how it goes. I'll move the phone over here. And, okay. You ready for this?
As ready as I'm going
to
be.
Yeah, I guess that's a good way to look at it. I'm punching the numbers here. I turned down the sound so you don't hear those annoying little beeps. And we have a call in Japan.
I wonder what time it is in Japan. I guess we'll...
what day it is in Japan.
We'll get that
Our number is 632-6901. Or echo 516. Ooh, what a nice ring.
It was a killer.
Look at those video meters.
Man, it's beautiful, huh?
Crystal clear sound.
It's high tech society.
I imagine they'll answer.
This is KDD. We are sorry to keep you waiting. Will you please hold the line? This is a recording.
Well, that's nice. It sounds
KDD.
KDD. This is KDD. We are sorry to keep you waiting.
Could be called an American Japanese company.
Yeah. This is a recording.
And the band keeps playing.
Go ahead.
Hello, we're calling from America. We're calling from Long Island, New York. Do you speak English?
Yes. Are you calling Tokyo?
Yes, we're calling from New York. I should say New York City. And we wanted to get your opinions on the Christmas season.
Yes, it's joyous time of year. What time of day is it there now?
It's 3:45 in the evening.
On Sunday.
25th.
On the 25th. It's what time did you say it was?
Pardon?
What time did you say it was?
3:45 in the evening.
3:45 in the afternoon.
Yes, afternoon.
Okay. Well, you're on the radio in the New York area. Is there something you'd like to say to the people in New York?
Hello, sir.
Yes.
And sir, this is for overseas calls.
Yes, well, we realize that, and we realize that you're overseas, but we have you on the radio in New York, or Long Island, New York, and we'd like to know if you want to say anything to the people here. Anything at all? Well, how do you say Merry Christmas in Japan? In Japanese, I'm sorry. Hello? Uh-oh. You think we got transferred to the supermarket?
Hello, this is the United States calling.
Are we reaching?
She keeps hanging up.
There's a man answering. Oh, boy.
Well, I tell you, I guess one thing, they kind of assume that we're darned witty.
Yeah, they're... Oh, there was a person there, but then there was a loud click.
What? Hello?
Hello, we're calling from America.
No, that was Bob.
Hello, we're calling from...
Everybody else be quiet. Is anybody on the phone? Telephone! Is anyone in there? Nobody on the phone. Oh, look at that, look at that. They're gone.
They hung up.
How do you like that?
I don't know, what is it? Is this like maybe a foreshadowing of America's future? Maybe it's George Bush. I don't know what it is.
Well, it might be, you know.
It's a conspiracy.
People react violently when they hear the sound of America.
It's a sad thing.
Well, you know, at least we made her laugh.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what I did. I don't know what I did.
Nothing else, we made her day a little more memorable.
Yeah, it's true.
Is our caller back?
Yes, I'm here, Eric.
Okay.
I thought I'd like to tell you that she called him, and hopefully this is going to be Brain Damage's first Christmas match made in heaven.
Well, I think you got the phraseology a little reversed there, but it would be something. Let's just say that.
Damage's first annual Christmas match made in hell.
Okay.
Match made on Earth would be comparable.
How about match made on Brain Damage?
We just called Japan, and we were humiliated again. But no loss. We talked to a nice person in England. Talked to a nice person.
Well, they were okay in Japan. They just I think it was just too much for them. You know,
too much to handle.
What about Australia?
We don't have a number for Australia. Do you have a number for Australia?
There's one in a magazine I have here somewhere.
Okay, well let's put you on magic hold while.
Oh, don't do that again.
While Justin,
I'll just be quiet.
Justin Wilson has another story he wants to tell us.
JW.
Yes. This is the night before Christmas. Now we were reading the night before Christmas earlier, and I should tell Brother Bill this. That there was one line in here, and I will test it on you to see if
okay I'm versed
right.
In it.
I'll start from the beginning. It's about two verses in. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that Saint Nicholas soon would be there. Got it so far?
Yeah.
Okay.
I follow.
The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads, and Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap...
had just settled down for a long winter's nap.
That's what I said. That's what I said, but that's not the way it's written here. The verse is this. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads, and Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap.
Now, did they really say that?
You can look at it yourself.
It's, they just damaged their brains.
Now, this is...
We analyzed this for a while, and we came to the conclusion that they were flying high on something.
Yeah, because look at the...
they had to settle down and put their brains to rest.
Look at the cover.
And wait for the big fat man with the beard to come.
This is amazing.
I see Jerry Garcia, like, parallels here.
I'm trying to find a copyright date.
Well, I think that's the original way it was written.
1822,
a voice said.
Somebody says Clement, either first or last name, can't remember.
Well, this is 1976, if that's any consolation.
There you go.
It's a bicentennial version, I guess.
Yes, that's what it was. Wow, I can't believe. Settled my brain.
Settled
our brains.
Their brains were in a tizzy there. There's a lot of weird lines in there.
Maybe that was due to shipping.
And I'll read you also the
Japanese conspiracy.
The definition of St. Nicholas. This is
There's another change here.
What?
The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below.
No, that was... I remember that one.
Yeah, I don't remember that one. I'm sorry.
That was one of the least popular lyrics.
In my family's version, I think that whole movement was edited.
Oh, fine, yes, but I remember it from when I found the unedited version.
It's crazy.
Now, this definition of St. Nicholas comes from the Columbia Encyclopedia, and I'd like you all to listen very, very carefully. We read it once before, but I think it bears repeating.
Can I guess this? St. Nicholas was actually a pope, wasn't he?
Doesn't say anything about him being a pope, although... Right above him was an anti-pope, Nicholas V.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, third. Well, you know, it's interesting because the time period is about the same.
Mm-hmm.
1328 to 1330, Nicholas V was the anti-pope. Whatever the anti-pope
is,
I don't know.
I think it may be me. I don't know.
We were just discussing. There's no anti-pope now. There doesn't seem to be.
Did you know that that Santa Claus means St. Nicholas in German?
I see.
St. Nicholas.
And Christmas means Christ's Mass, correct? That's what it says in the encyclopedia.
And Chris Kringle is Chris Kindle, or Christ Child.
Well, anyway, St. Nicholas, 4th century, Bishop of Myra in Asia Minor. His relics were stolen in the Middle Ages and taken to Bari, Italy. Here's the good part. He is patron of boys, young men, and sailors. I kid you not, that's what it says here. He is patron of boys, young men, and sailors of Greece and Sicily, and of many other places and persons. Now, if he was around today, we'd be issuing
a
points bulletin on
him.
There'd
be a brain damage special on the whole subject.
Yeah. this is the good part, he is very popular in the Eastern churches. I can imagine what goes on in those Eastern churches. St. Nicholas was the subject of many legends, and the three balls used as a symbol of the pawnbroker were originally associated with him. There is a famous painting by Bicchi di Lorenzo in the Metropolitan Museum. He is called St. Nicholas of Myra, St. Nicholas of Bari, or St. Nicholas the Wonder Worker. In the Netherlands and elsewhere, his feast on December 6th is a children's holiday appropriate for gifts. The English in New York accepted from the Dutch the now unrecognizable saint, calling him Santa Claus. They moved him to the English gift holiday of Christmas, and the career and qualities attributed to Santa Claus are all recently acquired.
So, and it's amazing that the listeners of Brain Damage complain that when they get transferred, and this guy was moved to a holiday.
Can you imagine that?
Think about it.
And a different country, too.
We take good care of our listeners.
Okay. Justin Wilson is standing by. He's going to tell us his version of the night before Christmas here on WUSB in Stony Brook, where it's 8 minutes until 2 o'clock.
For the night before Christmas, when all through the hours, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Them stocking were hanged by the chimney would care and hope that St. Nicholas soon would be there. Them children were nestled all snug in them bed, while visions of sugar plum danced through their head, and Mama in her kerchief and me in my cap had just settled our brain down for a long winter nap. When out on the lawn there rose such a clatter, me I spring from my bed to see what in the world was the matter. Away to the window, me I fly like a flash, tear open them shutter and throw up them sash. The moon on the breast of the new fall snow give a luster of midday to object below. When what to my wondering eye should appears but a miniature sleigh and 8 little bitty tiny reindeers. With a little old driver so lively and quick, me I knew in one moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his course they came. And he whistled and shouted and called him by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen. On Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of them porch, to the top of them wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away hard. As lead it before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle mount to the sky, so up to the housetop them courser they flew with a sleigh full of toy and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkle, a year on them roof, the prance and paw of each little bitty hoof. As I draw in my head and was turned around, down the chimney, St. Nicholas brought himself down with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his feet, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes, even on the seat. A bundle of tar he had flung on his back, and he looked just like a peddler opened his pack. His eye, how they twinkle, his dimple, how merry, His cheek were like rose, his nose just like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as dim snow. His top of a pipe he held tight with his teeth, and the smoke it circled his head just like a reed. He had a broad face and a round little belly that shook when he laughed, just like a bowl plumb full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and me, I laugh when I see him in spite with myself. A wink of his eye and a twist with his head soon gave me to know I did not have one little bit of thing to dread. He speak not a word, no, but went straight to his work and fill all them stockings, then turn with a jerk and lay his finger right by the side of his nose. He give a big nod up them shimbly he rose. He spring to his sleigh, to his team give a whistle, and away they all fly like the down from a thistle. But I hear him exclaim, before we drive plumb out of sight, Joyeux Noël! Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
This is Diana McKenzie.
And I'm Chris Festudo.
From Filmwave.
We're godless agnostics.
And we don't believe in Christmas.
But it's kind of nice that people in the middle latitudes have a little solstice festival to celebrate.
But people should refuse to buy anything that is advertised specially for Christmas. If you have to give someone a gift, pick something old that you don't want anymore. They can find a new use for it. And if you know someone that has everything, take something of theirs and give it to someone else. Jingle bells, holidays are swell, wish they were all year. People taking time to be extra kind, spreading days with cheer. Yeah, I know, it needs a little work, but it's the thought that counts.
So on behalf of myself, Marian Devine, and the rest of the thinkers at WUSB, Nola Chenis, and happy holidays. Take it away, boys.
The Wailers. That don't sound like no reggae music.
That's Irish reggae, darling.
Well, you just reach over and change stations, lover.
It's 4:15 outside. It's a beautiful day. Here comes the number one song we're going to play for you right now. So rock and roll. You were born in
a shack in the summer. How's that, baby?
Then it's a mole, sugar.
You have a problem with your IQ.
No, more to the left. More.
All right.
That's nice.
You like that, huh?
Now all the way down the dial, darling. Yes.
Present.
Oh, there. Yeah. Leave it there. Christmas. Well, baby, I just want a kung fu Christmas.
Oh, yes, from National Lampoon. Oh, I remember that. Goodbye, Pop. And what year was that, you ask? Yes, well, you may ask what year that is, because that was the year that was. That was also 1975. What do you know about that? 1975 must have been a good year for vinyl or something. That was Kung Fu Christmas, written by Brian Doyle Murray, with a little help from his friends, especially Gilda Radner and brother Bill Murray. Oh, I didn't know they were brothers. Bill Murray and Brian Doyle Murray are brothers. Just like our brother Bill. Brother Bill and Brother Nick. Excuse me?
Hey, what a coincidence. Brother Bill and Brother Bill.
Brother Bill and Brother Brian. Well,
no, Brother
case.
Bill Murray, didn't you say?
Well, please allow me to finish. Okay? The music is by Paul Schaefer, based on a spirited set of hums by Christopher Guest. Christopher Guest, as you know, played Mr. Roberts in a future National Lampoon record, and in fact, he played a hospital administrator on St. Elsewhere, too. He did all kinds of things. Lead vocal by David Herdon. Backup vocals by Sammy Turner, J.R. Bailey, Ken Williams, and Susan Collins. Guitarist Paul Jacobs, Kiev Ginsberg. Pianos and Royal Canadian Sleigh Bells, Paul Schaefer. Drums, Russ Kunkel. Bass, Christopher Guest. Conga, Jimmy Malin, with the Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra under the personal direction of Mr. Paul Schaefer. National Lampoon, from 1975. And Goodbye, Pop, a Kung Fu Christmas. And, of course, we heard from, what's his name before that? Where'd he go?
Justin Wilson.
Justin Wilson. Well, we also heard I Found the Brains of Santa Claus by, what was that, Weird Al? Weird Al Yankovic or something like that? Yeah. We heard Justin Wilson reading The Night Before Christmas. And I'm going to read a very short story after we say goodbye to our caller. And then I'm going to say goodbye. And then Brother Bill and Bob Lawman will be taking over. Rumor has it that the metal show also is not here. Just one after the other. People are either showing up late or not showing up. Do you think it's going to go on all throughout the day?
It's Christmas.
Yeah. Is that some... Oh, your microphone's not on. That's what all that gesticulating was about.
I wasn't going... I hate this background sound. But anyway, no sign of the metal people. The axes are quiet.
The axes?
Yeah, they will, like, chop off everyone's head at 2:30.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
They kill you. But, yeah, nothing's happening right now. But, I don't know.
Well, who really wants to hear heavy metal music on Christmas Day, you know?
I do.
I mean,
what do you know?
You're not even in our signal range, so...
Light metal.
Yeah, light metal.
Like, that's some aluminum, or...
Jingle.
Yeah.
Kind of metal.
Some light metal, you know, for the sheet metal workers.
Those Royal Canadian Mounted Sleigh Bells were metal.
He's got
true.
A point there. He
yeah,
doesn't
combs his hair right, no one will notice.
7 minutes after 2 o'clock, which is also the area code for Maine, in case you're interested in that. Caller, do you have anything special to say before we wish you well and you wish us well and all that usual stuff?
Just like to say good night, and just for all those people on the night before Christmas, let's do something at Visions of the Power Computer dancing in your children's heads.
Wise words indeed.
Very good, very good.
Amen.
I'd like to hear more about that in the future. This is my first power computer night, and it's somewhat of an enigma in my mind right now.
Well, I'm sure he'll put you on the mailing list.
The power computer speaks to some people 24 hours a day. You should just be thankful you're not one of them.
Is this, yeah, right.
You should be.
Is this on the level? I mean, this really exists, or are we running away with a fantasy?
In some minds, yes.
Hmm?
In some people's minds, it does.
Oh.
You'd be amazed at the things that go on in some people's minds.
And some of the things that don't go on.
That's certainly true, yes.
True, and sometimes they're related.
Good point. Again.
Good night, Brother Bill.
Good night.
That is your name?
Yes, indeed, it is my name.
Good night, Dave from New York.
Good night, this is Dave saying...
good night, basically.
May you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and...
Well said, well said.
He succumbed under the pressure.
Ah, yes, what a night this has been. Well, I'm going to close out with a story from my Book of Knowledge. Book of Knowledge, you say? Yes, the Book of Knowledge, published by the Grolier Society in New York and the Educational Book Company in London. And this was copywritten, let's see, the most recent date I have on this is 1921. Before that, looks like it goes back to 1868. So these are stories that that go way back there. Okay, they have some questions here. Which question would you like to hear an answer to back in the lingo of those days? Why do we count in tens? Why does a moth fly around a candle? Why are some people dark and some fair? Why won't the third tooth grow? Why do onions make our eyes water? What is a vacuum? Will the ice age come again? How can it snow and rain together? Why do some people get bald? What causes chilblains? Why is it that some trees flower? What are Saturn's rings made of? What makes the noise when a gun is fired? Of what is gunpowder made? Is the earth hollow inside? What causes an earthquake? Why does our breath rise in the air? How did the planets get their names? Or why does ammonia clean things? Your choice, Brother Bill.
I thought, why are some people dark and some people fair?
I knew you'd go for that.
I thought that was an interesting. It's just the fact that you said it was from so long ago. And
well, it's on page 2007.
This, of course, is not our own personal view of this subject, but it is within the Book of Knowledge.
And if it's in the Book of Knowledge, you know that's not a view at all. It's a fact. Here we go. Why are some people dark and some fair? The differences of color between various people are a good instance of those many differences which are due not to anything that happens to us in the course of our lives, but to something that is inborn in us and usually derived from our parents. The children of two dark parents who are dark... The children of two dark parents are dark. Those of parents who are both brown-eyed are always brown-eyed, and so on. This way in which people resemble their parents is one of the most important things in the world, and the special name for it is heredity. We say that the thing in question, such as skin color or eye color, is hereditary. All human beings may be divided into races by their color, the fair-skinned, the yellow-skinned, and the dark-skinned, and they are all apt to think the others ugly when the differences are accompanied by others. In the United States, there is a great mixture of races, though the majority belong to the dark-skinned family of mankind. Among us are a fairer and a darker race, and it is known that at present, owing to some reason we do not understand, the darker people are increasing and the fairer people becoming fewer. It is probable that ages ago, differences in color depended partly on the amount of sun, darker people having coloring matter in skin and eyes, which protects them from strong sunlight. But this is a question about which we do not know much yet. And I think I demonstrated that in their answer.
Then why do they call it the Book of Knowledge if they don't know?
Don't quite know. Was there another question you wanted an answer to?
Why does ammonia clean? That's up to you, though. How about the next... you toss up the next one. What one piqued your interest?
Well, let's see. I don't know if the ammonia one would be the one. Let's see. Gunpowder, Saturn's rings. Maybe Saturn's rings, because I understand they discovered some things. Yeah, Saturn's rings. Let's go for that. 2086. Okay, here we go. Saturn's rings. There's other ones here. Why is a submerged submarine always kept in motion?
So it can breathe.
Why are not the stars round like the sun and moon? Well, never mind that. What are Saturn's rings made of? This question has deeply interested astronomers ever since the telescope was invented and Saturn's rings were first seen through it. The various rings, some dark and some light, look through the telescope as if they were made of something quite solid and without breaks, like a wedding ring. The great Scottish student of nature... A great Scottish student of nature proved that these rings could not possibly consist of solid matter without breaks, for such rings could not be formed and would be bound to break up if they were formed. I imagine that's exactly what it is, though, isn't it? Solid matter?
No.
It's not solid matter?
It's not a single solid ring.
No.
We now know that it's made of ice particles.
Oh, right, without breaks. I see what they're saying. Okay, yes. It's not a ring without breaks. Okay. But rings that would endure as Saturn's rings do might be made up of a great number of small parts, like pebbles, for instance. That's correct. And that is, at present, the best answer we can give to this question. We really do not know very much about the rings. They seem to say that in every question.
The Book of Knowledge, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, this is 1921. This is 1921, after all. We don't know much about these things. Indeed, the only thing we can be really certain of is that they are not continuous. Nor do we know why they should appear dark and light. Lately, it was thought that some changes could be noticed in the rings, but that is not certain. We know that the stuff of which the rings are made must be revolving around Saturn at a great speed, for otherwise they would be drawn into the planet by its gravitation, just as the moon would be drawn into the Earth if it stopped moving, or the Earth into the Sun. That sentence wasn't phrased very well, but I see what they mean. And there was an adjunct question to that. Is there any life on Saturn? Well, Saturn is so far away that in spite of its size, we cannot learn very much about it, and this question can hardly be answered. Probably... than far in beauty. And indeed, we cannot begin to imagine what the sky would look like if the Earth had rings like Saturn, or even only one of them.
Huh?
Oh, even only one ring. They always end the sentences with these dangling phrases that you wonder what they're relating to, but...
It is the Book of Knowledge.
The Book of Knowledge. All right. Now, we're going to go into the Christmas stories. It's called The Tale of Christmas Eve. That's on page 2180. They number these pages. Each book continues the numbering scheme from the last book.
Okay.
That's why the numbers are so high. A Tale of Christmas Eve Told by a Christmas Stocking.
Not to be confused with a stockbroker.
Not at all. It was long past midnight, and the stocking was angry. To be taken out of a nice, comfortable drawer on a winter night, it said querulously, and without being hung on a nice horse in front of the kitchen fire, to be strung up to a bedpost like a common thing. Upon my word, it is too bad. A little girl lay fast asleep in the bed. The curtains were drawn across the window. In a saucer on the bureau burned a nightlight. The clothes of the sleeper lay neatly folded on a chair beside the wall. The stockings which she had worn during the day hung dreaming over the back of this chair, and underneath were her little buckled shoes, both of them snoring. I love the 20s, yes. This could have been written in the 1800s, actually. I miss my mate, said the stocking, glancing at the folded pair of sleeping stockings over the back of the chair. It's downright monstrous to take one stocking from a drawer and leave its mate behind. If I worked for a one-legged child or a mermaid, it would be a different matter. Oh, my poor heel and toe, how cold it is. Just as it finished speaking, there was a noise in the chimney, and, looking in the direction of the fireplace, the stocking was amazed to see a very old, white-bearded gentleman in a red cloak, with a hood on his head, descending to the hearth. The nightlight burned suddenly brighter. The room became warm and cheerful. The stocking, which was too wonderstruck to speak, thought that it had never seen such a quaint old man in all its life. If this is a burglar, it thought, may I have a potato in my heel for the rest of my life. The old gentleman, who was no other person than Father Christmas, advanced to the bed and let a big bag which he carried on his shoulder slide to the ground. Ha! He said, in a very cheerful voice. How she has grown, to be sure. Why, when I was here 12 months ago, I could have put her into one of my waistcoat pockets. He looked about the room. Nice and tidy, he said approvingly. Clothes neatly folded, frock hung up, books nicely put away, no broken toys about. The doll I gave her last year safely tucked up in its cradle. The teddy bear hasn't lost an eye, and Gray Rabbit is still full of sawdust. Come, Marcy, you're growing quite a good little girl. He walked to the foot of the bed. Ha, he said, laughing. This is the only night in the year when the foot of the bed has a stocking. He put his hand on the stocking and said, Well, my grumbling friend, how do you find yourself tonight? Rather lonely, answered the stocking. I miss my mate terribly, and it's cold. They took me out of my nice warm drawer and hung me up here alone in the dark without a glimpse of the fire. Oh, I'll warm you quick enough, said Father Christmas, and diving into his sack and pulling out all manner of toys and boxes of sweets. I see a typo. It says B began, but it means to say he began. He began to cram the stocking with Christmas presents. Hold hard, cried the stocking. Hold hard? Okay, hold hard, cried the stocking. You'll split me if you aren't careful. What next, I wonder? I'm a stocking. What do you take me for? A Danish bazaar? The toy department of a big store? Or what? Father Christmas laughed. You're new to this game, then, he asked. I was only born this winter, said the stocking. I grew on a very nice sheep in Russia until the beginning of the spring. Then I was cut off, sent to a mill, and woven into the handsome stocking that you see I am now. I've only been worn 4 times, and I've scarcely shrunk the 1/8 of an inch in the wash. I thought I was in for a very easy life. My young lady doesn't wear me hard. I'd strike that phrase present day. My young lady doesn't wear me hard, and Nito, her auntie, is a good darner. I go for walks in the garden, rides with the pony, and drives in the motor car. If it's very cold, they wrap me in leggings and put a nice fur rug over them. Hi. That was an exclamation, I guess, of those days. Hi, what are you up to now? I can't bear anymore. You're stretching me out of shape. You'll burst me. In the morning, very early, Marcy woke up and emptied the stocking of all his toys and sweets and let it fall on the floor. Aunt Nito came later, kissed the little maid, and picked up the stocking. Your work is done, said she, and placed the stocking back in the drawer. Well, said its mate, and where have you been all the night, staying out by yourself till the morning like this? You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You know you ought. My dear, said the stocking, I've never worked so hard before or been so happy. But permit me to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And snuggling down in his drawer, he went to sleep. The end.
Aren't you glad?
Ah, yes, a tale of Christmas Eve told by a Christmas stocking.
Ah, the all-knowledgeable
book of knowledge. From late 1800s, early 1900s. And quite a heavy book it is, too.
Yes.
I don't know why it's so heavy, but I guess the pages are thicker or something like that. So that's it. That's my...
Eric's Attic, perhaps.
Note of farewell. Actually, yes, very, very close. I have a whole bunch of books like this, and they're all pretty dusty. Anyway, Brother Bill, I'm turning it over now to you, and...
whatever happens, happens. It's a toss-up, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to flip the coin.
Yeah.
See what the heck goes on, but I'm glad I was a part of the magic tonight.
I am, too. And I hope you have a happy holiday, and hope our listeners have a happy holiday.
Thank you very much, and I wish the same for the listeners. Enjoy your holiday, one and all.
Now, I'm going to get up and walk away. So I have something planned for when I do that.
This gentleman is going to walk in and sit down.
Ah. Okay, well, you want to cue that up?
We got music for you. We got entertainment here all night long at WUSB. I'd like to thank Eric for doing the extended version of Brain Damage tonight.
Okay. Extensive.
So I'm losing my touch here. I'm stumbling about. I'm starting to look like a zombie.
Yeah. Sound like one, maybe, but not look like one, no way.
Well, it's a matter of opinion. Well, let's leave you with one last holiday greeting, and, well, actually, there are probably plenty more holiday greetings from a station staff member that is... What's this? Oh, okay. Well, I'll press that button then. Here we go. And I'll see you folks next week. I guess, I don't know what we're going to do for New Year's Eve. If anyone has any bright ideas, please let me know.
Give us a call here, 632-6901, for your ideas.
The preceding message was brought to you in part by a grant from the Nat Goldfarb Foundation.
You better turn down your music. You've been recorded for the last hour by the authorities. You're going to get an aggravation harassment charge filed against you right away. So you better cool it.
Child was born, yes. to brighten up our day. And I'm so glad that he came to show us what true love is. Now I know Christmas means love. Christmas means love and joy to your neighbor. Christmas means love and to help the disabled. Oh, there are so many definitions as to what Christmas means, but to me,
going to meet, 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 going to me